Thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you, Joe Barnett. Very wise words there from a relationship coach. Appreciate that. Let's talk to someone who probably does need some relationship advice.
You're asking me out.
Oh, yeah, baby. John Holmes has joined me in the studio. John, what are your deal breakers in a relationship?
My deal breakers?
Yeah, what are the things you'll go, I will not date someone like that?
More or less. It's one, but it is important. They have to be alive.
Yeah, you're quite fussy, aren't you?
Yep.
I think that might be a bit demanding.
Pretty fussy.
One of my girlfriends at uni, she said, what I'm looking for is someone, she said, with a Y chromosome and more facial hair than her. She felt that she just didn't feel she should limit it any more than that.
Well, you've got to keep your options open.
I think
there's no point in narrowing the field, you know.
Too much.
Exactly. Keep your options open. Any hole's a goal.
Oh, God! Could you at least have waited until 1 o'clock on your show to say that? John, what's coming up on your show? I hesitate to ask.
Well, our friend of the show, Vexen LeCrowley, will be joining us. He is, of course, the...
Made up name.
He's the high priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He'll be here with another of his thought for the day for Satanists. We will be helping, speaking of beards, we will be helping a Kickstarter again today. You know Kickstarters, we found some ones that aren't doing very well, so we like to give them a bit of a platform, give them a kick up the arse of the Kickstarter, if you prefer. And today, it's a man, something to do with beards. I'm not sure what, we'll find out.
If you can't do well with the business to do with beards these days, I don't know what you're doing wrong. That's all coming up. John Holmes, thank you very much.
Welcome.
He'll be with you in just a moment here on Talk Radio. I'm Julia Hartley-Brewer. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow. A little bit hungover after the official Talk Radio launch party, so bear with me tomorrow. Thank you.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This is a new Volkswagen. And this is a used Volkswagen. New. And used. New. Used. Can you tell the difference? No?
That's because our used cars are as good as new. With a range of deposit contributions from £500 to £1,000, 10.9% APR representative and two services included, now is an ideal time to buy a Dustfeld Auto used Volkswagen. Visit your local Volkswagen retailer between the 8th and 18th of April for the As Good As New event. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan at participating retailers, 18s and over. T&Cs and exclusions apply, subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Soups, sauces, souffles and marinades aren't a match for diamond paint by Dulux Trade. When food is flung on my walls, then no stains are made. Oh, I could kiss my decorator.
With new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It is as well. Good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Thursday, here's Victoria. She's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the Labour leader rejects claims he's half-hearted on the EU. Rolf Harris denies latest sex crime allegations. And find out who's set to be the next Grinch.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn's asking the UK to embrace the European Union, warts and all. In his first major speech ahead of June's referendum, the Labour leader insisted the country is better off voting to remain in the EU. Labour MP Chris Bryant has told Talk Radio Britain will have more power staying in.
If you look at the big issues that we've got to face as a country, whether that's climate change, environmental degradation, whether you look at international trade, whether you look at crime, terrorism, for that matter, even immigration and asylum, then you need to be permanently cooperating, not just on an ad hoc basis, but permanently cooperating with your closest allies who are our neighbours in Europe.
But Leave campaigners have described the arguments as lukewarm. Former entertainer Rolf Harris has pleaded not guilty to 7 counts of indecent assault and one of sexual assault. The allegations date from 1971 to 2004 and relate to girls and women who are aged between 12 and 27. Harris is already serving a 6-year sentence for sex attacks against it's four girls. Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt outside Southwark Crown Court.
He appeared by video link from Stafford Prison. He spoke very loudly, sitting at a desk, said not guilty, as each of the charges was read out. He is due to stand trial on the 9th of January.
A man's been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after five police officers were injured in an attack in Sheffield. A female officer has serious multiple injuries after attending a domestic incident. 400 jobs are being cut at Royal Bank of Scotland, on top of the 200 announced last week. 32 of its NatWest branches are also being closed in several regions in southeastern, northern and eastern England, as well as the Midlands. UNICEF says Britain isn't addressing gaps in health, education and income, creating a growing divide between children. A report by the charity places the country 25th out of 37 wealthy nations. Imran Hussein is from the Child Poverty Action Group.
It is worrying reading. Well, I should say, though, I mean, when they published this report card at the turn of the century, it was grim, and we came bottom overall in terms of a place for children to live. So we've seen progress since then on a range of different measures.
A man who changed his name to Buzz Lightyear has won a year-long argument with the DVLA to have a driving licence in his new name. The 27-year-old from Devon changed it from Sam Stevens to raise money for a cancer charity. The driver and vehicle licensing agency had claimed it could bring the company into disrepute as Buzz Lightyear's a fictional character. And Benedict Cumberbatch has reportedly signed up to play the Grinch. Apparently, the Sherlock stars agreed to take part in a new animated version of the classic children's book.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Some bright spells and becoming mostly dry in the north. Any patchy rain dying out. Warmer in the south with a mixture of bright spells and scattered heavy thundery showers in places. Highs of 17 degrees.
So that's the same as yesterday.
It's similar, yeah.
I mean, at least mix it up a bit, Victoria.
I'm not the one creating the weather, John.
Good Lord. So samey.
You're so samey.
Okay, fine. It's 4 minutes past one. Look, here's sport and everything.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former England midfielder Danny Murphy says Manchester United fans should give their manager a break. Louis van Gaal guided his side into the semi-finals of the FA Cup last night with a 2-1 win at West Ham. Murphy told Talk Sport the fans should appreciate what their under-pressure boss has done this season.
As I say, it's better being a lucky manager than a good one. I get what United fans are frustrated about. Say is that this is a man under enormous pressure managing one of the biggest clubs in the world, and he still had the courage to play and blood the likes of Rashford,
yep,
Lingard, Mensah, Varela, Borthwick, Jones.
Liverpool were well placed to reach the semi-finals of the Europa League tonight. They're 1-1 overall going into the second leg of their tie at Anfield with Borussia Dortmund. On to tennis, and Andy Murray is level at one set apiece with Frenchman Benoit Paire in his third round match at the Monte Carlo Masters. Finally, on to rugby, and England locks Maro Itoje and George Cruz have signed new contracts at Saracens until at least 2019. Both played a key part in Eddie Jones' Six Nations Grand Slam winning side. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
Thanks very much, that's great. It's 1:05, brilliant. 1:05, fantastic, I love that. 1:05 in the afternoon, it's, hey, it's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
If you're a normal person with a busy life, then the idea of making a PPI claim might be low on your list of priorities. But there are still lots of people out there who haven't reclaimed missold PPI. We're the Money Hotline, and we'll handle your claim for you. We'll find out if you have a claim, and if you do, we'll get back what's rightfully yours, possibly thousands of pounds. Call us free from your mobile on 87878 or visit moneyhotline.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Welcome, then.
Here's the thing. It's a budget thing. E-Dog.
I don't understand it.
But it's a rap thing, isn't it?
Why?
David Cameron.
What idiot.
Floppy-haired amateur.
What people are calling me.
Good morning.
John Kennedy.
Claudius.
As we throw ourselves into the path of an oncoming Jesus.
And I'm happy to do so. Yeah.
Bold. Get some perspective.
Very relevant.
Quick question for you.
Ape face or log box, as they're calling it.
Do the jingle. Do the jingle.
I've got my cipher on
slurring drunk people.
And I'm happy to do so. Yeah.
Insta thing.
The departure.
At the weekend.
Waste his time in the morning, as you know.
It wasn't without merit.
London's glittering London. Well, that was like a sort of broadcasting chlamydia.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey, the twist of a fabric of nature.
Go! Right then, hello to you as we get all up in the grill of a Thursday and grab it round its neck like that rapper doing everyone a favour by trying to strangle Justin Bieber. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Think of us like the Culture Secretary John Whittingdale's prostitute in that we are here for you and will more or less do anything you want within reason, nothing illegal, and we will insist that you don't go bareback. You must wear headphones, as we like to practice safe listening. Hello, I am John Holmes, and here we are in your house or car or place of work. Like, it's like the government's Brexit leaflet, available to all, and you can either get involved or ignore it. But ultimately, it's a large one-sided waste of everybody's money. Let's be honest, if you've been listening to this over the last 4 weeks, you've probably realised that Niche doesn't even begin to cover it. It's not for everyone, is it? It's not Scott Mills, is it, on Radio 1? It's not Steve Wright in the afternoon. It's not even Hawksby and Jacobs, is it? Whatever that is. I think they're on TalkSport at the same time. If you haven't heard Hawksby and Jacobs on TalkSport, here's a reconstruction of how they start their show. This is what they're doing right now.
My name's Andy Hawksby, and I'm Paul Jacobs, and together we make Hawksby and Jacobs!
That was just a recording off air of their show. Hawksby and Jacobs there. Hello, I'm here. Yes, John Holmes, then Talk Radio in the afternoons. And then today, well, this lot, Thursday. So, friend of the show, the High Priest of Vexen the Crowley. He's, of course, the High Priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He's going to be here with another of his Thought for the Day for Satanists. There is work experience punditry. Today, geeky stuff. Gets the arse reviewed out of it by work experience Rudd. Could go either way. We go out on the streets to see what the people think. What do they think? What is it today? What do the people think today? Right, you've forgotten. Great.
Chairs or bridges?
Chairs or bridges? That's the question everyone's asking out on the streets. Naturally, there's also the diversity paper review today. It's a gay one. There's a roundup of corporate guff speak. As I think assistant producer Cass had to get a stupid load of office toss pottery into a dull meeting with management and then record it on her phone. We'll be playing that out later. We re-kickstart a faded Kickstarter because no one has an idea that's too stupid, apart from any, of course, of Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt's. But someone else is tested for their knowledge. Oh, that's right as well, yeah. Talk Radio's Paul Ross. Their knowledge of Talk Radio's Paul Ross. It's another round of nobody's favourite quiz, Paul Rossmaster. Plus, exciting, we meet the baby spider learning to climb and visit an exotic rescue centre in Guatemala to find out what's being done in the fight to stop cruelty in the trade of exotic pets. No, sorry, that's not this show. That's Natural World Jungle Animal Hospital on BBC Two, isn't it? I get them. I always get them mixed up.
Always.
Afternoons on Talk Radio and the
same printer, don't
you? Yeah, and the Natural World Jungle. Ginger Dave is producing.
Ahoy, hoy.
Asprod Cass is doing that.
Yep.
Through the glass. Chloe's pressing things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Victoria has fizzy news.
Yeah.
Okay. Paid intern Cornelius. Paid intern Cornelius is licking the window. Licking the window. The one that leads goes into the studio through there. So everyone in there has to see you. You've got to say hello while you're doing it.
Hello.
I am John Holmes.
I'm going to clean that.
I am John Holmes and this is your Talk Radio Afternoons Talk Radio thing from Talk Radio. It's 11 minutes past one. Hello, Thursday afternoon.
Why are you wearing a jacket?
What?
Why are you wearing a jacket?
Oh, that's where you're wrong.
No. That's genuinely, out of all the things I expected you to say, that wasn't.
That's that conversation over.
Yeah.
Why am I wearing a jacket?
Yeah.
It's not a jacket.
Is it a cardigan masquerading as a jacket?
Now, you're onto something. What you have here is a...
Jacardian.
It's a jardigan.
No.
It's a jardigan.
I nearly swore on the radio
it has the material of knitwear.
Right. Yet it is shaped like a smart jacket. Already I have been complimented on it by Chloe through the booth there, through the glass.
You've just rolled your sleeves up in a very kind of Miami Vice.
Very wow.
Yes, look what colour shirt I'm wearing as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's because we're going to a party tonight.
Correct. And so I've dressed like Miami Vice. It is a Miami Vice themed party. You did tell me that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have worn espadrilles.
I mean, we've known each other for a long time now that you should know the difference between my sarcastic texts.
Great.
And the real ones.
Brilliant.
But you've fallen for it again, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Sorry, mate. Awkward.
Start with some music. She Bangs the Drum. You are listening to Talk Radio, playing Stone Roses' She Bangs the Drum. 1:15. Nearly. Ask me...
why?
As head of Talk Radio, the head of the Talk Radio Music Department, ask me why I'm playing Stone Roses' She Bangs the Drum.
John.
Not you, Cornelius. Actually, not you, Dave.
John.
Actually. Yes, Dave.
Why are you playing Stone Roses?
I'm playing Stone
Roses.
Stone Roses, she bangs
the
drum.
On the show.
Because of the big story. Today's big story.
All right.
Today's big story. I mean, you've seen the news.
Haven't I?
Yeah. What's in the news?
Oh, you know. Plenty.
Well, come on, what's in the news?
The drums?
No.
Someone hitting things?
No.
Stones?
Sort of.
Roses?
No.
Oh, I'm out.
Washing machines?
Oh.
Why? She bangs the drum, see?
Yeah, it's okay, isn't it?
Right, so, big story today is that everyone is talking about, everyone. Julia Hartley Brewery was doing nothing else but this story. It's a big story, and it's that deadly bacteria might be in your washing machine.
What?
I know! I stopped the music there because it was so dramatic.
Didn't you?
This is the big story of the day. Deadly bacteria lurking in your washing machine. But I'm reading this. Britons, and that, my friend, is us, could be putting their health at the risk of potentially deadly bacteria if you don't clean your washing machine. Now, this, of course, is how biological warfare started. You know, of course, that the experiments that were done back in the... You remember, this was...
Oh, yeah.
Well, this was partly the when the Americans brought over all the ex-Nazi scientists to run tests in the desert. They were working on both nuclear... I mean, Oppenheimer, of course, and the splitting of the atom. But they'd also imported lots of washing machines to test them for biological warfare. And it's now the countries that do have the potential for biological warfare are the ones with the most washing machines. So you get people scraping the gunk. Yeah. It's gunk.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, uranium, that yellow cake, washing machine gunk is deadlier per teaspoonful than uranium now.
Really?
Yes. And this is obviously a cause of concern because these things are in our houses. These machines are in our houses, and this is something we need to be worrying about. We need to talk to, because it's the Talk Radio, so
need to talk, don't we?
I've followed the system. I've set up the story.
Okay.
And now we need an expert to talk about this.
Yeah.
So, hey, Cass.
Yeah.
Through the glass.
Asprod Cass through the glass.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you want me to get an ex-Nazi scientist.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I watch a lot of the History Channel.
Okay, fine.
Some are still alive.
Get me an ex-Nazi scientist who worked on the American washing machine biological warfare program.
I actually did
in the 1960s.
I did a 12-page essay on that when I was at school.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, then get me someone from get me a Nazi scientist.
Okay.
Who worked on that program in the desert with Robert Oppenheimer.
Actually,
on the phone
I have
during the adverts.
I have someone speed dial for that.
Fine.
For that exact thing.
Exactly. I knew you would. Okay, fine. So we're going to talk to someone about the deadly onslaught of
washing machines.
This is like biological warfare washing machines. Think about it. It makes sense, right? Washing powder, what's often written on the front?
Bold.
Calgon.
Ariel.
No, but what's the description of what it is?
Dermatologically tested.
Yes, but other than that... biological.
Yeah. Oh my god.
You see?
Or non-bio.
Yes.
Oh god.
No, that's one's fine.
Ah, oh, yeah.
But the biological stuff is what we need to be worried about, because look at what it's doing to a washing machine. So next, we're going to talk to somebody, an ex-Nazi scientist who worked on the American washing machine project in the 1960s with Robert Oppenheimer, here on Talk Radio. It's 18 minutes past one.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at eReceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Focus your mind. Now, imagine yourself behind the wheel of a used 15-plate Nissan Qashqai. The comfortable seats, the panoramic glass roof. Feels good, doesn't it? It can be all yours from just £18,575.
The Nissan April used car event from the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The A38 in Gloucestershire remains closed in both directions. It's been shut between Whitminster and Cambridge because of an accident. As you head through Surrey, the northbound A3 is closed at Guildford. It's been shut from the Puttenham turn down towards Cathedral turn. That's because of a serious accident. There's also a lane closed on the opposite carriageway, so we are seeing delays. And in Suffolk at Ipswich, the A14 Orwell Bridge, there's a broken down bus on the westbound side, so a lane is closed and traffic is heavy. I'm Dave Stamford.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Ghoul on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space. Until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the bright one.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash. The other one.
Okay, dumb Ash.
Settle down.
The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
minutes of time on a day. Are you listening to Talk Radio? I am John Holmes. Just time then, quickly ahead of speaking to our guest on the electric telephone balancing unit. Some of your reactions are coming in this afternoon. Obviously, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that if you do have a reaction or an opinion, however badly formed, then this is the platform to air it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Probably do it on Facebook.
Facebook.com.
Cornelius.
Hi, John. Like your jacket today.
It's a jardigan.
Jardigan. Lots of reaction coming in. John the electrician says, yep, this is absolutely shocking.
Yep.
And Entrances Forever has said, get rid of exits. Hashtag exits it.
Don't touch me, Dave. Why did you just touch me?
I just wanted to feel what it was like. Your jardigan.
Well, I've told you, it's like a cardigan, bro.
Yeah, it is. I didn't believe it, though.
It's jacket-shaped.
Yeah.
I've got some reaction as well coming in here. Blind Man, at Blind Man, says, curtains, hanging's too good for them. So, on the telephone now, you will find Talk Radio works like this. We set up a big story, then we get a guest or an expert on to talk about it. We were talking about this shocking news today. The big story that the nation is talking about is that your washing machine could murder you in your sleep because it's full of deadly bacteria. That's the news. This off the back, of course, of when the Americans first experimented with washing machine biological warfare by scraping the bits off the drum back in the 1960s. Some of Robert Oppenheimer's fewer known work there. On the phone, Asprod Cass was tasked with finding me a Nazi scientist who worked on that project in the 1960s. Cass?
Yes.
Who have we got?
We have a washing machine repairman, Ishmael.
Not a Nazi scientist from the 1960s.
They were all busy at a conference.
Oh, the conference.
Fine, that'll do. Hi, is that Ishmael?
That's me, certainly sure.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. The weather's very nice today.
Well, yes indeed. That's not up for discussion, but that's fine. You carry on. Listen, it's lovely to speak to you, and I want your help, Ishmael, because you are then apparently a washing machine repair gentleman, am I right?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely.
And how long have you been working in the washing machine industry?
Since 1991.
1991, right. So you're going to be familiar with this story. I'm quoting to you. Deadly bacteria inside washing machines, Ishmael.
Uh-huh. Well, basically, deadly, it's the first time I'm hearing deadly, but I know bacteria do definitely build up in all washing machines.
Yes.
Mostly, I believe, in my opinion, it's, we use different types of cheaper the product, the worse the bacteria will be formed inside washing machines. Yeah. There are some products that are better than the others, but I believe, in my opinion, that every time someone uses a washing machine, I would say 70% of the people never probably clean the rubber around it.
No.
They should clean the rubber.
I think that's true. I mean, we're talking, aren't we? I mean, these experiments that the Americans did in the 60s with the gunk, if I can use that term, I think that is the official term, the military term, from the round the drum. And I mean, I just wondered your opinion. I mean, we know that America, I mean, this is the irony of this, of course. America developed this weaponry. Yeah. And then it was America that intervened, I think I'm right, when Assad, President Assad of Syria, dropped a hot point on rebels in Safita. And that was condemned by the UN, obviously, because of the danger of the rubber around the washing machine. And I just wonder what your opinion is on that. I mean, is it right or wrong to drop a hot point on rebels?
I mean, why hot point? I mean, it could have been any or all other machines, you know, do that have the bacteria.
Yeah.
But, hot point is just a brand name like any other brand, you know, about.
This is, again, it's about the dirt. I've got a text that's just come in here. It says, this is from Lucy. She said, I met up with a washing machine on the White Goods dating app. Tumblr, I think that's it.
Tumblr.
And I went back to its utility room after a good night, and it was filthy. She said it was absolutely filthy, made my excuses and left. I mean, how dirty can washing machines get, Ishmael? How dirty can they get? I mean, are we talking Tory cabinet member dirty?
Well, you know, possibilities, depending how what sort of clothing you put in to be washed.
Yeah.
Maybe. Sometimes they are all very dirty. They have to be washed away, probably, in a bigger drum washing machine, maybe.
Yeah. What's your advice for anyone dating a washing machine? Is it safe to run your finger around the rim?
Be careful, of course, absolutely. First of all, you must make sure there's no bacteria around it.
Yeah.
Especially if you're dealing with a used washing machine. You know, you will have to be careful, you know, what sort of product you use.
The advice is to only use a washing machine once and then throw it away, I think.
Keep it clean, not really. I mean, if you keep it clean, why not? You can use it again and again.
Yeah?
Follow the right procedures.
They're saying, I mean, given the dangers of this biological warfare washing machine story, they're saying now North Korea, I'm just reading this off the wires, North Korea has a Curry's own brand washer dryer. What should we do? What should NATO do about it?
Well, I mean, you know...
Is a washer dryer more dangerous than a washer?
Basically, I mean, you know, because it's more compact, you've got a dryer combined, the more likely chances of catching fire than the washing machine alone, because you have got, an element of one having to dry clothes, and, you know, if that fails, if an inferior quality machine can catch fire.
Yeah, okay. That's good advice. Thank you very much. That's Ishmael, who worked on the with Robert Oppenheimer in the 1960s in the deserts of America, on the America's washing machine warfare program alongside the nuclear one there. If North Korea do drop their washer dryer on South Korea or anywhere else, we'll of course keep you updated. I'm sure Victoria will have. We'll have the news. Any reaction coming in at all?
Yeah, John, someone's tweeted us a picture. Do you remember when the Americans toppled Saddam Hussein?
Yes.
Just tweeted us a picture, because they used the washing machine to do that, didn't they?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, yeah, and the headline, you know, the famous headline where it just says, Bosch.
Yes.
And like a cartoon, what someone's...
But spelt Bosch,
yeah,
like the make of the...
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I remember that. Yeah, and you remember, actually, as well, there was that huge... bronze statue of a washing machine in the square in Iraq, and then they pulled it down, didn't they, with the ropes and so on and so forth. That's we'll keep you updated, as I say, if any more of the biological washing machine war breaks out this afternoon. Meanwhile, as well, I don't know whether you've on the way here today. Obviously, when it happens, I like to mention it. On the way here today, I saw the former presenter of Play School, Floella Benjamin.
No way.
Yeah, way.
No
yeah,
way.
In the way.
Where was she?
Just hanging out.
Oh, no.
Just
way.
Hanging out by Wasabi. You know, the takeaway
place. Yeah, yeah, I do. Yeah. It's nice. Good food.
Yeah. So that's my spotted today.
Really?
Anyone else want to join in with
I
that?
I actually, weirdly, you should say that, because on my way in this morning, I saw the Rock Me Amadeus singer Falco.
Yes.
I saw him in the vegetable aisle of Tesco's.
Did you?
He was looking mistrustfully at lettuce.
I'm not surprised, because I think he died about 5 or 6 years ago.
Did he?
Yeah. So that's interesting. You should have spotted anyone today, Dave.
Not today, but I was out last night in a club, and I saw Bungle from Rainbow going into a cubicle in the toilet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he, I mean, I don't know.
And he got white powder on his fur when he came out.
Yeah, I mean, there was some...
Yeah.
Just he's probably got a cold.
That must be it, yeah.
Probably got a cold.
Probably caught it off Zippy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I think he caught it, he buys it off George, but caught it off Zippy. Anyway, have you spotted anything today? Any celebrities? You know,
celebrity
spotted! Then do let us know this afternoon, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anyway, tonight.
And Facebook, if you like. We never look at it, but you can do it for what you want.
Yeah, we don't actually do it. Surely do that.
Probably, yeah. Okay, Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes. It's 1:31. Look, here's Victoria. She's got news.
Talk Radio.
David Cameron's given Jeremy Corbyn some rare backing, saying they agree the UK should remain in the EU. In a speech today, the Labour leader's been arguing for reform of the European Union, but still insists it offers investment and jobs, as well as protections for workers, consumers and the environment. UKIP leader Nigel Farage claims Mr Corbyn's been against EU membership, though, for 40 years.
He's made some wonderful arguments about democracy, about corporatism within the European Union, the big businesses taking over, the damage it's done to workers, and now because he fears his own parliamentary party would oust him, he's putting up a lukewarm defence of Britain's EU membership.
Rolf Harris has denied 7 counts of indecent assault and 1 of sexual assault. The allegations against the ex-entertainer date from 1971 to 2004 and relate to girls and women who were aged between 12 and 27. A jury's found a prisoner killed a female security guard by kicking her head in like a football. A trial of facts was held after it was ruled 23-year-old Humphrey Burke couldn't stand trial over Lorraine Barwell's murder because he'd been diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. A judge says Burke will have to stay at Broadmoor Hospital. Stephen Fry has unreservedly apologised for remarks which appeared to suggest survivors of sexual abuse should grow up. The actor made the comments during the US talk show The Rubin Report. In a statement on the Mind website, of which he's president, he said he utterly failed to get across what he was actually trying to say. And Julian Fellow says he'd be up for writing a Downton Abbey film. The period drama finished last year after 5 series, but the creator of the global smash hit says any big screen version would hinge on getting the cast back together. The weather, some bright spells becoming mostly dry in the north, any patchy rain drying out. Warmer in the south with a mixture of bright spells and scattered heavy thundery showers in places, highs of 17 degrees. Just more in half an hour.
I've got a weather question.
No.
I've got a weather question for you.
No,
weather question.
No,
I don't
to.
Take questions.
It's your job.
I just tell. I don't answer.
Weather question.
What?
Rain or sleet?
It's in...
It's rain or sleet.
Happening today, or do I prefer?
No clues. Rain or sleet.
You're not being clear enough, John.
Rain or sleet.
They're both things.
Just pick one.
No.
Pick one.
Don't want
to. Pick rain or sleet.
No.
It's quite simple.
Yes, but picking them on what basis?
Just pick rain or sleet.
No.
Pick rain or sleet.
I don't want to.
Just pick rain or sleet.
No, you can't make
pick
me.
Rain or sleet.
You should respect my decision when I say no, John.
No means no, she's right. When it comes to rain or sleet. And other things. Rain or sleet.
No.
Rain or sleet, Cornelius.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, it's obviously sleet.
It's obviously sleet. It was rain.
Oh.
It's 1:34.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artists unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Don't phone the gas board. Phone Holmes. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
What does that even mean? What does that even actually mean?
Just don't phone the gas board, mate.
There isn't. Yeah. We've had this conversation before.
Why'd you need to?
There isn't a gas board. I thought you'd take those out of the system.
They snuck back in, mate.
Did they? There isn't even a gas board. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
There's not a gas board anymore.
There's a lot.
And also, we're not a phone-in show.
Yeah, don't phone us.
Because...
Well, if you take out the word phone and the word gas board, then just we could just play it without that.
We're not a text show today either.
Holmes.
Ridiculous. Right, so, oh, by the way, before we meet Lonely Lunch Club and all that kind of stuff, which we're going to do in this half an hour.
Yes.
We are just on washing machines. Someone's texted in saying, quite rightly as well, that washing machines are racist. Which is the other problem. I mean, it's all very well talking about them biologically, but washing machines, of course, mine's racist.
Is it?
Yes.
How do you know?
Well, right, okay. So what does it say on the front of a washing machine? There are two particular settings.
Cold.
No, yes, but more than that.
Wash, dry.
Yes.
Spin cycle.
No, I'll tell you.
Drain.
Right? It encourages me to separate whites and coloureds. right? And that is language that you can't even use anymore. So my washing machine is racist, right? And it's attitude. Close. Its attitude is from the 70s, and I think, I mean, what I'm saying is, what about, should there be apartheid in laundry now? Right? Should, why should whites be kept separate from coloureds? Eh? I don't think they should.
I do very progressive washes where I don't really...
Yeah, just mix them together.
Yeah, I
quite
do.
Right too. Yeah, and that's exactly what I want to see. Washing machines that are integrated. Not from the 70s. Should we do Headline Hijack?
Yeah.
Sorry, I've just been outside. Have I missed anything? Just nipped back in.
No, nothing happened, Dave. You're absolutely fine. It's 20-some minutes to 2 o'clock, and it's time for Headline Hijack. If you're unsure as to what this is, allow me to explain it. Well, at 2 o'clock, there will be the news, obviously. It will come out of the, I'm saying slightly surly and angry face today, of Victoria. But it will contain news fact. It will contain news fact, because she's a trained journalist and everything. However, at 2 o'clock... there will also be a made-up news lie nestling somewhere within there. And the idea of that is just to fool the people who don't listen to this bit of the programme. It is Headline Hijack. You can make that story up. Get it to us, 87222.
Actually, please don't text.
They're not working again.
No, I'm afraid not.
It's broken.
Why?
Well, don't ask me, because I do not know.
Has this been broken since yesterday and not been fixed? Or did it... Seriously, it's not been fixed since yesterday, this? Or has it just happened to have broken again just during our show?
I would assume it hasn't been fixed, John.
This place is appalling. Twitter, is that working?
Yeah, Twitter's working.
Great! It's probably because the people here didn't make it.
Yes.
At Talk Radio, you can use Twitter. At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you want.
Yes. To make up your news stories this afternoon, Cornelius, do you have one there?
Yes, I do. According to John, David Cameron has said that he's so serious about staying in the EU that if the outcome of referendum is Brexit, he will move to France and rule the UK from there.
A new piece of street art thought to be a Banksy piece has been drawn on the stomach of Eric Pickles. The picture is... is a stencil of a food bank giving away doner kebabs. art groups in Mr. Pickles' constituency are now calling for his stomach to be listed so he can't wash off the art. Although the danger there, of course, is because people sometimes steal a Banksy, don't they? So, you know, Eric Pickles, community secretary, former, might wake up in the morning to find that a section of his stomach has been removed. And taken away, and thus therefore rendering him thinner. Happened to Chris Moyles, that didn't it? Same thing.
Yeah, it did.
Banksy stenciled a picture of a git on there.
Yeah, shouting at an intern.
Shouting at an intern in the office at Radio X, and it was very detailed. And the the thieves stole it in the night. It's worth a fortune, that. If you've got a headline hijack, if you have, send it in to us. You can use at Talk Radio, can't you? Yes, you can.
Start your message with any word you want.
Any word you want, but you can't use the text because it's broken again.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Tin pop. It's time for Lonely Lunch Club, however. Are you lunching alone? Are you... feeling lonely, crying real tears into your Tupperware bowl full of leftover pasta that you brought in because you're too tight to buy anything from Eat. If that's you, allow us to be your friend and improve your lunchtime. Lonely Lunchtime, it's where we make virtual friend or virtual colleague with someone, and that someone is perfectly within their rights to chit about this and to chat about that. Anything you like, whatever you want to do, let's recreate that social situation. You know, in the days before people were just staring at their phones. When we had social graces. It's like that. Proper talking. Let's meet today's Lonely Lunch Club member. Who the hell is it? Hello.
Hello, it's Robin calling from Ramsgate.
Robin calling from Ramsgate. What do you do in Ramsgate, Robin?
It's a sort of a little muddled situation, really.
Is it?
Considering the condition that I have. But I do a little bit of stuff in libraries. And,
do you?
I previously...
when you say... So when you say you do a little bit of stuff in libraries... I mean, you sound like you might be the sort of person who hangs around them suspiciously, Robin.
Yeah, when you put it like that, it does, or the tone of voice which I'm speaking, it does make it sound suspicious, but yes. That's not...
Okay, fine, just checking. So you do a little bit of something like... All right, well, you're lunching on your own, Robin, as we've established, and I think I can detect why, but... What are you having for lunch, Robin?
Well, it doesn't involve a Tupperware box. It's even cheaper than that. It's just an apple, because I have quite a low appetite and want to save that for later on in the day, so I go light at lunch.
Right, you've gone a light lunch. You've gone apple.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Does it keep the doctor away, Robin? Is that why you do it?
It keeps the medical doctor away, yes. But not...
What sort of doctor does it attract?
Well, that'd probably be a psychiatric doctor.
Yes, it probably would. So, listen, you're allowed to chit and chat, as you know, because you are now inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club. What idle chattery would you like us to indulge in, Robin?
Well, it's more about what I've been doing. I'm sorting my shelf out, because it contains a few... I mean, you mentioned Sorella Benjamin and Bungle just a few seconds ago.
Correct.
And towards the very left of my shelf, we have... we actually have not a life-size model, but I don't know why I'm holding him, because obviously it doesn't make very good radio, but Zippy I have in front. And it does have... a genuine zip. Right. So I don't...
Do you undo that in libraries?
Well, I have to do it very quietly, because you'd hear like me tagging up a zip. And also on the shelf I've sorted, we have... I'm not sure if I can even mention him, because he's been in a bit of trouble recently. Elmo from Sesame Street.
Yes.
Who... I'm not sure if you can hear him. When you squeeze him...
Squeeze him. Squeeze him, Robin. Squeeze it.
I'm squeezing his... And it should start vibrating any second. But I haven't squeezed hard enough, so I'll probably have to keep doing it.
Squeeze it harder.
Squeeze it harder. This isn't... It's starting a bit louder.
You're a bit weird, aren't you, Robin?
A bit messed up, so it would be one way of putting it. I think we'll stick him back on there, because he obviously doesn't want to vibrate.
Yeah. Listen, this is good, because this is a collection, basically. I mean, I think that's, you know, because people collect different things, so you've gone down the route of sort of children's TV character things.
Yes.
Yes, that's good. Anything else in your collection? I mean, I like this, because this is quite interesting chat about someone. So you've got Zippy, you've got Elmo...
And we've got this weird monkey thing here, but you have to pull its... it's got an arm, but it's an elastic band. It looks like one of those things that you'd use to do, I think, when injecting yourself. And it makes the Tarzan cry when you squeeze it.
I mean, I think that's the noise Pete Doherty makes when he injects himself.
I can tweet a photo of it. It does look rather adorable. It looks a bit like the old... I mean, this would normally get, I think, a Who if it was mentioned on another show. It looks a bit like Pulp, the creature. He used to live inside your television and spat on it to write his name in.
This is the weirdest phone call I've ever taken. Good. Well, look. I mean, it's certainly a collection of sorts, isn't it? So that's fine. Good. And, you know, I mean, is your collection continuing? Is there anything we can help you with that you're desperate to get your hands on that we could, you know, anything?
Well, no, because the shelf's almost full up. I mean, the little Tarzan little thing is above, I think, a weird-looking annual of... I'm not sure if anyone remembers Buttons magazine, because when I got I had an asthma attack, I got given a copy, and this is, I think, one that I found. It's got Humpty from Play School.
I remember Humpty,
Humpty.
Who was your a Hamble?
Hamble was a bit before my time. It's also got, I think, on there a Flump on there.
Right.
And because from where I used to live in Canterbury, I think they came from there, or Bagpuss did anyway. And who else is on there? And there's also King Roller on there, who used to live in this castle and had this magician servant with him.
You've got the best shelf I've ever discussed in a fictional role-playing work-based scenario. Listen, Robin, I hope we've improved your lunch. You've certainly improved ours. I hope we've improved your lunchtime. Back to your apple with you. Robin. He's in Ramsgate. He owns a shelf and he hangs around libraries unzipping a zippy. And remember, do check yourself for flumps. And if you do have one, then my advice is to go and see your doctor. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding. We are but tiny specks in this gigantic void, marvelling at who or what created...
Or you! Get out the back of me van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Visit your Vauxhall retailer for more information.
Landlords, you can get landlord insurance with Direct Line from just £120. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers pay this or less June to December 2015. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world, find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference, do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of, properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army, be the best.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of kitchens from brands including IT and Cook & Lewis, stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. And with Spaces, our quick and easy design tool, we've got the full package to save you time and money. Visit your local store today to talk to us about your next quote. Trade on.
Rock-a-bye baby in the treetop. This Motorola baby monitor's had a price drop. Down from £50 to £25. It's got a two-way talk feature and a high-sensitivity microphone to hear every sound. Oh, Asda. Save money. Live better.
Selected stores subject to availability.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Still major problems on the A3 near Guildford in Surrey because the northbound side is currently closed. It's been shut from the Puttenham turn up towards Cathedral turn because of a serious accident. It's causing big delays. Also a lane closed on the southbound side as you pass the scene. Through Gloucestershire, the A38 is still closed both ways between Whitminster and Cambridge because of an accident. And at Warren Point in Down, the A2 is closed again today. They're doing emergency repairs, so diversions for traffic. I'm Dave Stamford.
He's the dreadlock dragon slayer with a recipe for lip-smacking success. He's the Caribbean culinary creator who's cooked up a fortune with his secret sauce. He's the singing impresario whose food has hit the right note with the nation. He's Levi Roots. And this Sunday morning from 11, he's serving up 2 hours of mouth-watering radio when he joins Eamon Holmes exclusively on Talk Radio. Let's talk with Eamon Holmes and Levi Roots. This Sunday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, whatever. Right, 10 minutes to 2 o'clock. Good afternoon, Dollar. Reactions coming in. It's the radio. It's the. It's where you... Reactions, home of reactions.
Yes, John.
React me up.
Lots of coming in. No way has come in. Mm-hmm. And in order to carry a positive action, we must develop here a positive vision. That's coming from Dalai.
Thanks very much indeed. You can keep your reactions coming in. I think the texts are working again now. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use at talk radio on.
Start your message anyway, do that.
Use Facebook if you like.
Facebook.com.
Thanks. Okay. Oh, I know what we were doing. That's right. Because earlier on, I spotted Floella Benjamin, who you may recall, we talked about Play School. See how it all links together? Isn't it? Floella Benjamin used to present Play School on the television and other things. And then I think went into politics. But I spotted her. In Wasabi.
The restaurant.
The restaurant, not the stuff.
No, that's the weird thing.
Oh, just in a pile of wasabi.
She was in just the you know, on the South Bank, there's that art installation of just that
giant pile of wasabi.
Yeah, the mustard.
Yeah.
It's for Mustard Fest.
Yeah. You know. Mustfest 2016, yeah.
Yeah, which I think is next week, isn't it? Mustfest. By the way, it's a really good thing to do. So I think it starts on Saturday. If you utter loose end and you are in London, Mustfest is excellent.
It's a must see.
Yes, well, that's how they market it. On the South Bank, they've got a big pile of wasabi, which you can ski down.
They've
got
ski.
Well, that's what they call it. That's how they market it.
Yeah.
And they've got Dijon. They've got a you know those slippy slides.
It's
Dijon mustard down the length of the South Bank by the Thames. Goes in front of the bookshop there.
Yeah.
And you have a go on that. That's for the kids. They've got English mustard, French mustard. You can choose your slippy slide.
Yeah.
And they've got a carousel, but where the horses, they've unscrewed the horses, and they've just put jars of mustard, big ones, industrial ones.
You just ride a jar of Coleman's.
Yeah, it goes up and down.
Yeah.
That's how they market it.
Yeah.
It's Mustfest 2016. Anyway, Floella Benjamin was down there.
Surprised that Ellie didn't mention that in a hipster nonsense.
She didn't know about it. It's too hip for her. She just had Floella Benjamin just had her face. She'd face planted while trying to ski down the mountain of wasabi on the South Bank, and just.
So she got to test it first before it opens.
She was opening it. That's how they market it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to get anyone to front Mustfest 2016, it's probably
Floella Benjamin.
Probably Floella Benjamin.
She's the go-to.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, spotted.
Spotted.
So your spotteds can come in this afternoon on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can spot people at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anywhere you like.
Hi, John. I once saw Zac Efron in IKEA asking a junior member of staff, John, and I overheard it, Zac Efron asking if any of the beds came with a duffel bag full of snakes. And he got quite irate when he was told that they don't. Zac Efron, he was angry, and he really wanted a duffel bag of snakes free with any of the beds in IKEA, but they don't come with them, do they?
No, they don't anymore.
He had to go elsewhere for that. What have you got, Con? Have you got some spotted? Oh, that was from Neil, by the way, that came in.
Yes, Rich has spotted. He said, spotted. Just seen Vanilla Ice in Halfords asking the shop assistants to prove to him that sat-navs were not trying to take over the world.
Yeah. If you've got a spot, Dave, have you got some spotted coming in?
I have got. This is from Olivia.
Yeah.
She's spotted.
Yeah.
Hi, John, Dave and Cornelius. She's spelled Cornelius wrong, though, which is a bit embarrassing.
Even Cornelius spells Cornelius wrong.
It's very hard to spell it, isn't it? Yeah.
It's nine
I once saw Hugh Jackman.
Yes.
Taking pictures of grapes on a disposable camera whilst muttering under his breath something about cracking the unsolvable code.
If you do have a spotted, then do let us know. Start your message with the word talk.
87222. I don't have to say it.
87222.
Or you can start your message with the word at Talk Radio.
Twitter at Talk Radio. Twitter.com.
Spotted.
Facebook.com.
This has just come in.
Spotted.
Jane. Hi, Jane. She's just this minute, as she's listening to us on the app, on the Talk Radio app. On her smartphone. App. She's just walked past. She's in London. She just walked past Meryl Streep.
No.
Playing You Can't Touch This by MC Hammer on a harpsichord.
Wow.
So, anyway, if you do spot a celebrity.
Someone else has just seen that one as well. Yeah, spotted.
Oh, the same one.
Yeah, Meryl Streep. Harpsichord, yeah.
Spotted. We are 5 minutes away, but 5 short minutes away from the news at 2 o'clock. And if you're sitting at your desk, maybe at work, and maybe you've got a colleague that's out of the office, and they've not heard this bit of the programme. Here's where you can punish them for their tardiness. Quite simply, at 2 o'clock, the news will come out of Victoria's increasingly stroppy mouth. And within that news, yes, it'll contain the facts of news, but it will also contain a news lie. A made-up story designed to confuse those who miss the first hour of the programme because it's lunchtime. You get the chance to play tabloid journalist by sending that made-up news story to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message on the original line.
And before we pick a winner, we find out today's winner. And by the way, the lines remain open because we just put them into a big list and you could get on tomorrow. You might not get on today now, but you get on tomorrow, it's just fine. Keep them coming, lines still open. New security laws, says Dean, now mean that employers are well within their rights to put CCTV cameras in the bowls of the staff toilets. Now, this is... I know it's been controversial, but it has cut down on theft in a lot of places. Because, you know...
And in fairness...
People like Robin that we spoke to, you know, work in libraries, don't they? And they smuggle books out of libraries by hiding them between their buttocks. So it's designed to stop that.
And in fairness, Cornelius has had cameras in the toilet of Talk Radio ever since it started, so...
That's for a very different reason.
Yeah.
And that's why
I presume it's... He's had a security, isn't he?
And that's why we call him Cornelius Chuck Berry Mendes. Google it.
I will.
So, who's won Headline Hijack? Who's got their made-up news story in the news today?
As the winner.
Producer Dave!
As the winner, as chosen by me.
Yes.
Is Terry.
Terry?
Yes.
And where does Terry live?
Wigan.
Wigan. Terry in Wigan, congratulations. Your made-up news story is today's Headline Hijack. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is a new Volkswagen. And this is a used Volkswagen. New. And used. New. Used. Can you tell the difference? No? That's because our used cars are as good as new. With a range of deposit contributions from £500 to £1,000, 10.9% APR representative and two services included, now is an ideal time to buy a Dustfeld Auto used Volkswagen. Visit your local Volkswagen retailer between the 8th and 18th of April for the As Good As New event. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan at participating retailers, 18s and over. T&Cs and exclusions apply, subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
It is exactly and precisely 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Look, here's Victoria. She's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Corbyn urges Labour voters to back the EU. A&E delays reach record levels. And Stephen Fry apologises for sexual abuse comments.
Talk Radio.
David Cameron has welcomed Jeremy Corbyn, backing the campaign to remain in the European Union. The Labour leader says his party overwhelmingly supports staying in the EU. It's despite voting for Britain to leave the common market in 1975 and being a strong critic of many of its policies ever since. But the Prime Minister says the In campaign is backed by politicians of all persuasions.
There are lots of things we disagree about between Labour, Liberals, Greens and others, but the fact is we all come together to support the idea of Britain staying in a reformed European Union. And I think it's that's a great team getting behind this campaign.
Former entertainer Rolf Harris has pleaded not guilty to 7 counts of indecent assault and 1 of sexual assault. The charges against the 86-year-old relate to girls and women aged between 12 and 27. Harris is already serving a 6-year sentence for sex attacks against 4 girls. 5 police officers have been injured, 1 seriously by a man reportedly armed with an axe. They were responding to what's been described as a domestic incident in the Gleadless area of Sheffield last night. One policewoman's in hospital in a serious condition. Simon Ellis saw what happened and managed to drag her into his flat to safety.
He's going to have to help her. He's going to kill her. He's going to have to help her. And that's what, like I said, that gave me the jolt to come forward, rather than at that point I was debating whether, you know, am I going to put myself at risk? Am I going to make the situation worse?
A man in his 30s has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. The proportion of patients seen on time at A&E departments in England has hit its lowest level since records began. Figures for February show 87.8% of patients were admitted, transferred or discharged within 4 hours of arrival. It should be 95%. UNICEF claims the UK is failing to improve the well-being of children from poor backgrounds. The UN Children's Group claims Britain has greater inequality from kids from wealthy and poor backgrounds than almost any other developed nation. Professor John Hudson from the University of York has told Talk Radio there's still some way to go.
We've not really made a great deal of progress in terms of narrowing these gaps. The one area where we have done well in the past is in terms of protecting the incomes of the poorest children. But the concern we have at the moment is that reforms the government are putting into place, they're projecting increases in child poverty, which is a concern here. And that risks us perhaps falling further behind.
Stephen Fry's issued a statement to apologise for suggesting survivors of sexual abuse should grow up. The actor and comedian made the comments during the US talk show The Rubin Report. A woman's lost her latest fight to call her daughter cyanide and her son preacher. The mother, who's been diagnosed with mental health problems, argued it's her human right to call her children whatever she likes.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Some bright spells, becoming mostly dry in the north. Any patchy rain dying out. Mm. Warmer in the south with a mix of bright spells and scattered spells. Showers in places and highs of 17 degrees.
17 degrees.
Whoop whoop.
Thanks so much, Victoria. It's 3 minutes past two. Look, here's some sport. We love this.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former England midfielder Danny Murphy says Manchester United supporters should give their manager a break. Louis van Gaal guided his side into the semi-finals of the FA Cup last night with a 2-1 win at West Ham. Murphy told Talk Sport the fans should appreciate what their boss has done for them this season.
As I say, it's better being a lucky manager than a good one. I get what United fans are frustrated about. What I would say is that this is a man under enormous pressure managing one of the biggest clubs in the world, and yeah, he still had the courage to play and blood the likes of Rashford, Lingard, Mensah, Varela, Borthwick Jones.
Finally, onto tennis, and Andy Murray's come from behind to beat Frenchman Benoit Paire in the third round of the Monte Carlo Masters.
Behind.
Murray lost the first set 6-2, but he won the next two 7-5, 7-5. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
And finally, for the first time ever, a police dog has been promoted above human officers. Sniffer dog Barker has now been made a detective constable, but Kent Police has said the animal will not line manage any human officers.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
4 minutes past two. Good afternoon. Hello, you are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And don't forget, on the programme this afternoon, you can win a prostitute. All you need is to be eligible to take part. All you've got to do is be a serving cabinet minister, preferably in culture, media and sport. And you could well be going home with a sex worker. Just apply via dating site to Talk Radio Prostitutes Offer, the radio, London. Runners-up get a signed photo of a well-known Talk Radio presenter.
Talk Radio.
Right then, 2:05 on a Thursday, and we know what that means. it's a Thursday afternoon. And that means it's work experience punditry, but happens every day. But on a Thursday, it's geeky stuff. It's the review of geeky stuff.
Hello.
Introduce you yet. Review of geeky stuff on the Talk Radio. On Talk Radio, I'm John Hayes. Work experience punditry, of course. It's where the pundits are work experience ones. And that means we don't have to pay them. But technically, we're road testing the next generation of critics. Here's Rudd. Hi, Rudd.
Hello, John.
Hi. How are you, Rudd?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
How's the show going?
Well, it's not for me to say, Rudd, is it, to be brutally honest with you?
Yeah.
I mean, you've been say it's not for you. It's not for me.
It's not for, well, it's not for me either. It's just a job of work. Yeah. It's not really for me. You've been listening out there, I saw you. Well,
yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Review the show.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, definitely.
You weren't listening, were you?
I mean, maybe.
Fine. So, Rod's here to review geeky stuff. What is geeky stuff, Rod? For those that haven't heard this before, what do we mean by geeky stuff?
Oh, just kind of techie, anything relatively nerdy that people who live in basements would be into, really.
Fine, good, yeah.
Do you want me to start?
I'm not even going
to
go there. you know where I was going. Yeah. Fine. Good. Yes, please start. As is traditional.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazon announced the Kindle Oasis, which is the thinnest, lightest, and most expensive e-reader yet. So, you know, like the Kindle, it's just one of those.
Yes.
Except it's...
Did you just jangle?
I got a lot of really hipstery bracelets on at the moment.
This is confusing.
I could take them off.
Are you hipster of
you? Yeah, are you a geek or a hipster?
Why have you got... Let me see.
I took them all off, but...
Fine. No, I don't mind the jangling. I was just...
I could have jangled them during the sport.
Save that. sorry, interrupted because you jangled. The Kindle Oasis.
Okay. It is a 6-inch touchscreen with an updated version of the Paperwhite display.
Yeah.
And the one that's used on, you know, it's kind of, it's a touchscreen, but it's kind of black and white.
Yeah.
It's that one. Yeah.
I know. No. Okay. The questions. Number one, why do we need a new Kindle?
Well, because otherwise Amazon won't be able to make any more money.
That's good. They just put it all offshore like they normally do, wouldn't they?
I mean, probably.
Yeah,
but fine. Yeah, it's just money. I mean, people.
Yeah, but
like...
you don't need it. But the thing is, if you've got a Kindle, it's fine.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I poo pooed the idea of a Kindle initially, because I'm a book person.
Mm.
But then when I got one for travelling purposes, because you don't want to hoik loads of books around the globe, I got a Kindle and I loaded. And do you know what? For travelling, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah,
and you can read it in sunlight and all that kind of stuff. But what I question is why they've brought out a new one, because it only does the same as the other ones do. It's not like it does anything different.
Well, it is. It's A, lighter, B, smaller. Not smaller. The screen is roughly the same size at 6 inches.
But how much is it?
It is.
I'll tell you.
I haven't written it down.
I'll tell you how much it is. It's nearly £300, I think. It's
what?
Like it's like £270. Now, my question is, right, bear in mind there's another Kindle you can get for £60. Why would you buy that Kindle?
Yeah, that's more, isn't it? Yeah. 300 more.
Keep up.
I don't know, if you want to show off.
So it's for show. It's a e-reader for show-offs.
Well, that's what all tech is for, isn't it?
Interesting.
Mm-mm. I mean, why would you get a more expensive iPhone? I mean, if they do this, they do the same thing, inverted commas. It's just, it's better. I mean, it's got a new processor, all of that.
Yeah, John.
Yeah, well, pardon me for not knowing about its processor.
Yeah.
I mean...
Sales of e-readers going up or down? I thought they were dropping off, though, so it's an odd time to bring this out.
I'm not sure, really.
Great, well-researched.
Well, I mean... you do indeed.
You're too busy having a drink in the pub, Rod. There's a story behind that. Who wants to tell it?
I mean... We don't have to tell it.
Well, we left at various intervals, didn't we? So you left first.
So this was a couple of nights ago where Rudd's just hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, why not, work experience, right? So he's in the pub. You know, we took him for a drink, didn't we?
In fairness,
yes.
And I'm going to say this for public, for facing everyone listening, mainly the people in the office,
yeah,
to know.
They are the only people listening.
Is that when we left the show, we said, we're going to go to the pub.
Yeah.
And I said to Rudd, do you want to come? And he said,
no.
I've got some stuff to do here.
Correct.
I should stay here. I shouldn't go to the pub. And I said, as the producer, I'm ordering you to go to the pub.
Yeah.
So it was genuinely, he was really caught between a rock and a hard place there.
Yeah.
So I sort of...
Well, a rock and a ginger place.
Yeah. And so, therefore, I feel that I should put that out there, and now we
should
tell the story.
Are you taking responsibility and saying it's your fault?
Absolutely, but I don't really care.
Oh, fine. So anyway, Rudd went to the pub, yep, and got hammered out of his tiny mind. within the space of about 40 minutes, which is a remarkable.
It was.
You know. I mean... A, I hadn't eaten anything.
Yes.
B, look how skinny I am. You alcohol are. Just goes straight to me.
It must be so awful being that skinny.
I mean...
I share your pain. I mean,
You fell, anyways, fell asleep on a table, didn't
you? You did. We've got a picture. Should we tweet the picture
did
of Rudd asleep on the table?
That's...
Oh, yeah, tweet it out. Yeah. At Talk Radio
on
Twitter.
We'll tweet the picture of Rudd asleep on the table.
We'll tweet it out in a minute.
Have you not seen this?
No.
Oh, I thought you knew about this.
Well, he was asleep, mate, wasn't he?
Oh, right, have a look at this. Cornelius will find it.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, you know, we wanted to try out the geeky stuff, right? So we took it with a camera phone. I don't know whether you've heard of those. But it's like a modern thing where your camera phone is camera phone, camera phone, camera phone.
What a fantastic way for me to make a good impression at my potential place of employment.
Yeah, well done. Next, while he's looking that up, do you want to... Oh, there you go.
Oh, no! Oh, my God!
Sorry, we'll just tweet it. It's fine. So anyway, what do you want to review next, Rudd?
I want to review my decisions from the other night.
Go on.
There's video game stuff, if you want to hear about
it. Please tell me about video game stuff.
The Star Ladder iSeries Invitational for Dota started today.
I love this. He says these words at me, and I literally don't know what they mean.
Do you...
The Star Ladder Dotal Explanation. What?
Star Ladder is the name of the tournament. Like, you know, the other day I was talking about Dream League.
Last week, Dream League, yes.
This week, Star Ladder started, which is kind of like the Premier League. Do you want me to explain Dota? Because I don't know if you want
to. Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, it is a video game. There's... you're on.
How
a
are you spelling it?
D-O-T-A. It stands for Defense of the Ancients.
Okay, fine.
And there's two teams of five, yes, and you're on kind of a square map. And in a nutshell, each person picks five different heroes, and everyone has a different role, and then you've got to destroy the enemy's base.
So it's like paintballing.
Yeah, kind of. But, yeah, you kind of progress from having no items, and then you gradually get gold and experience, and you level up and get more items. And
so,
then,
so it's like being a prime minister.
Yeah. Imagine paintball... But every time you hit someone, you got a little upgrade for your gun. And then that would go on for 40 minutes until you destroyed the enemy's base.
Right, fine. Okay, now we've got that. Yep.
So, yeah, Star Ladder started today. LGD beat Vega 2-0 this morning. And then literally, like...
My money was on that as well.
Well, that's the thing. People do put money on these games. There's big money to be won.
Is it like the Grand National? Which I sort of understand, but for
no, not really, because
geeks.
With Dota, there's kind of always a tournament happening. Like last week, there was Dream League, which is still kind of happening, but Star Ladder started today. But it's the Invitational, so instead of teams competing to get in, the only teams that are in it are teams that got invited directly, so the big famous teams.
Another thing I'm not invited to.
geeky people stay busy, don't they?
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, who knew?
Yeah, so, like 20 minutes ago, VP beat Alliance 2-0 again.
Whoa, that's against the run of form, isn't it?
Yeah. Or is it? I don't know.
Are they doing this on TalkSport?
I mean, I
yeah, could. Yeah, but about football.
Next week, can you really read the scores out like they do on, like, the BBC, the classifieds?
Yeah, yeah. I could do it.
Can we do that? Get a list of scores.
Yeah, Ben Fletcher to do some scores.
Ben off the sport.
In the sport. Yeah.
And then no one would hear it because we'd all be opening Coke cans over him.
Fair point. Right, stay there, Rudd. Try and sober up. And we'll be back with more geeky review stuff that I do not understand the first word of next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Forget the everyday. Now picture yourself in a used 15-plate Nissan Juke. You look good, don't you? Do you know what looks even better? The price. From just £12,075.
The Nissan April Used Car Event. From the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
What did you do to me?
Your name is Bill Pope. You're an intelligence officer with the CIA.
This Friday...
Who are you?
They stuck your husband in my head.
The mission is in the memories.
Looking for details that he knew before he was killed.
Kevin Costner, Gary Oldman, Tommy Lee Jones, and Gal Gadot.
Do you have any idea what's at stake?
Don't miss the must-see British movie event. Criminal in cinemas Friday, rated 15.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi, and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The A2 at Warrenport in Down is closed again today. They're doing emergency repairs, so it's shut in both directions. Still delays on the A3 through Surrey. The northbound A3 is closed at Guildford between Puttenham and Cathedral Turn because of a serious accident. Also a lane closed on the opposite carriageway, which is causing further delays. The northbound M61 in Greater Manchester, there's just two lanes open. There's debris in the road between Junction 5 West Horton and Junction 6 Horwich, so traffic's a little slow to get past. I'm Dave Stamford.
This is a new Volkswagen. And this is a used Volkswagen. New and used. New. Used. Can you tell the difference? No?
That's because our used cars are as good as new, with a range of deposit contributions from £500 to £1,000, 10.9% APR representative and two services included. Now is an ideal time to buy a Dustfeld Auto used Volkswagen. Visit your local Volkswagen retailer between the 8th and 18th of April for the As Good As New event. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan at participating retailers, 18s and over. T&Cs and exclusions apply, subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 18 minutes past 2 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio, where we're just going through some of your reactions. What reactions have we got?
Yes, Wide Boy has texted in to say, come on then, you want some. And then someone else has said, slut shame them out of the country.
Absolutely. If you've got a reaction as well, do share it with us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And at man with both leprosy and narcolepsy on Twitter just says, well, I'm sick and tired. If you've got a reaction, of course, we are open to them. Do let us know. The new, I don't know if you're familiar with the news.
John, I just can't get my head around it.
It's complicated,
it.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
The news is complicated, but here's where we like to simplify it for you, distill it down to the news, to the art, the medium, the form of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. On Talk Radio in the afternoons, it's the news in haikus.
Bieber throttled at party. I guess it's too late now to say sorry.
The news in haikus. Good afternoon in Talk Radio. And look, Rudd's with us. How exciting. And the aforementioned Rudd is here to review the geeky stuff. It's the Work Experience Punditry, where we get somebody who's on work experience to review things. And I'll be honest, after film and TV and music, we kind of ran out of ideas. We had 5 days to fill, so we settled on geeky stuff on a Thursday. And Rudd has been charged with reviewing it. Perhaps we should have got you to review craft ales or something. That might have been more appropriate.
Hey.
Yeah. you've already said, out of all of the words you've said so far since 2 o'clock, I've understood 30% of them. How are we going to fare with the next bit?
Well, this one is probably more a little bit understandable. SpaceX, you know, Elon Musk's company.
Yes, right, his rival to Richard Branson's Galactica.
They landed their Falcon 9 on a boat, which was kind of a big step for commercial space travel. Because
one giant leap, one might say.
You might say that, yes.
But let's not.
So they landed it on a boat, which is very important because basically, obviously, it's a lot harder to land on a boat than it is to land on a massive landmass.
Try telling that to a seagull.
Well, I would too. That's why I go down to the beach at the weekends. I try to yell at them. I'm like...
Well, drunk. If you do want to see Rudd, by the way, you'll find him at the weekends, smashed out of his work experience mind, just shouting at seabirds. Get out! I hate you! I hate you! Look at this! Look at this here! Come on! This cormorant is my best friend. I love you, cormorants. I think you're brilliant.
Have you tweeted the picture, Corny?
It's on its way. I can't get it off my
this
phone.
Is look at the cormorant. I love you, cormorant. I don't like you, seagull. You want some? That's for you, shag. That's a... Rudd got drunk in the pub. That's what we're alluding to. Anyway, so, yeah, so Elon Musk.
Yeah, he's...
Which, by the way, is an excellent name.
It's a cool name, isn't it?
It's like a Bond villain.
It definitely is, except he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Arguably.
What's the alternative argument to that?
Just people... Just who don't want to go to space, I guess.
He's the inventor of electric car, modern...
He's not the inventor of it, but he's trying to... He's kind of at the spear point of trying to get into
success. Yes, mainstream affordable, the Tesla X or 3 or something.
Tesla something or other.
Yes, it's taken more pre-orders, I think, than any other electric car ever has, and it's going to go to the mainstream.
It's a really cool little movement. He's trying really, really hard to get everyone to buy electric cars.
How's his rocket powered?
With fuel, I can tell you that it costs $60 million to make the Falcon 9, the one that landed on the boat.
Yes.
And it costs $200,000 to fuel it.
With what?
Fuel.
Mm. But doesn't that rocket fly in the face of his electricity revolution? Because...
Well, I would assume that moving to a new planet kind of outweighs the costs of the moral cost of using fuel.
He's got a fair point there. He's got a fair point. Mm. Anyway, so what's the job of the Falcon 9? Is that its job, to take us to a new planet?
Yeah, it is.
The whole of
and it's
mankind.
I think they've landed, so far, all of their landing attempts on ocean have exploded. So this is the first one that they've tried that has landed successfully. So we're just kind of one step closer to living on Mars, really.
Right. Just that, in the last 5 minutes, we're now one step closer to living on Mars.
I mean, it happened on Friday, but yeah.
Well, since Friday, we're one step closer to living on Mars.
I think where we could be by next Friday.
If the apocalypse Mars. Was announced tomorrow, would you get on a rocket and go to live on Mars?
Well, not. I mean, the odds aren't in our favour yet, are they? But, I mean, it's an interesting moral dilemma, of course.
I didn't realise they were going to announce the apocalypse. give us a warning.
Just the four horsemen would release a press release.
Well, exactly. Rudd's right. It's gone full circle. Because you remember, because now, right, when, you know, terrorism... Right, no warning. No warning. Right, no warning. Mm. Things just happen. Right.
Yeah.
In the old days, what used to happen? The IRA used to phone in a warning.
Yeah.
So it's gone full circle, and the four horsemen, who of course are the terrorists responsible for the apocalypse, have said they'll go back to the old system of issuing
of
telephone warnings and press releases. And there's code words.
You know, people slag them off, but that's fair. That's fair play to them for doing that.
Well, no, it is. It is, I think. I mean, it was Pestilence who came up with the idea. Because out of all of them...
That did have Pestilence's name written all over it. Yeah.
I know. He's the most reasonable. He's the one that will negotiate.
Yeah.
But essentially, they want an apocalypse, but Pestilence is happy to negotiate with the West. And they will. Anyway, the point is they're going to announce the apocalypse. You'll read about it in the Metro.
The
morning it happens. They'll probably be on Julie Hartley Brewer's programme.
Try to get one of the horsemen on.
Yeah. She'll get one. She'll get Pestilence.
I think she knows them quite well, so.
Yeah. She kind of hangs out with that kind of people.
Yeah.
I mean, is it war, famine, pestilence, disease, pestilence, and Julia Hartley Brewer? Is it? That's the lineup of apocalypse. That's the go to. All of them on horseback. Julia Hartley Brewer at the end. Anything else, Rudd?
That's about it.
Fine. Good, thanks very much. That is Rudd with Geeky Stuff. Thank you very much for that. Will you come back next week?
Yeah, sure, great.
Going out for a drink tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. fine. I love you, Cormorant. I hate you, seagulls. anyway, Rudd, Geeky Stuff. Still to come on the programme, a thought for the day for Satanists. We will be joined by the High Priest Vexen Le Crowley. He's from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon, so he'll be here a little bit later on, of course. There'll be What the People Think, today's subject...
Chairs or bridges?
We've been out on the streets to find out. There was also a diversity paper review. Corporate guff speak, of course, as Asprod Cass had to go into a management meeting. Got called in to talk about this programme or something and had to get a ridiculous phrase of office tosspottery into that meeting, then record the whole thing on her phone. We'll be playing that out again later. We'll restart a failed Kickstarter. And Paul Rossmaster. Today, our contestant being tested as to his knowledge of Paul Ross is...
Johnny Gould.
Johnny Gould of the Goulds. Talk Radio's...
Half the Gould Brothers.
Evening programme will be tested in today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. We are also collecting your spotteds this afternoon, please. Who have you spotted? Spotted!
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 Spotted! I once saw Kate... This is from Lisa. John, I once saw Kate Winslet... standing on the edge of a dual carriageway. It was the A303 specifically that runs between runs down to the West Country down there. Kate Winslet, quite near Stonehenge, on the edge of the bit where it goes into the dual carriageway, throwing acorns at cars whose license plates started with B. Spotted, she writes. Hashtag spotted. Dave, who's spotted what?
Jules.
Yeah.
On the text machine.
8722 for that, by the way.
Start your message with the word talk.
And it's the newly resurrected text machine. It's working now.
Yep.
Jules said, last week I saw Tom Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston.
Ooh. Out of Office of the Night Manager.
The Night Manager.
And Loki. In HMV, putting all the CDs in reverse alphabetical order when he thought no one was looking.
Yeah, he does that. Yeah.
Oh.
What else have I got here? John, there's quite a lot coming in now. I once saw Mila Kunis on a rooftop.
Mila.
Mila, yeah.
Yeah, if you like. No, it says rooftop. Spelt rooftop. All right, I once saw Mila Kunis on a Mila, claiming that she was the sun. Spelt rooftop. That's a really weird pronunciation of that. John, I once saw Hulk Hogan in Battersea Library handing out copies of Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. If you've got a
spotted.
If you've got a spotted, then do spot it in this direction. And we are taking your celebrity spotted this afternoon. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's 2:30. I'm John Holmes. Look, here's Victoria. Spotted, Victoria. Spotted, she's got news.
Spotted.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn says his commitment to the UK staying in the EU is not half-hearted. The Labour leader has a history of opposing the European Union, but now says he wants to stay in and reform it. The change has been welcomed by the Prime Minister and Jack Blanchard. The deputy political editor of the Daily Mirror says it's a key moment in the campaign.
Mr Corbyn is someone who can reach parts of the electorate that David Cameron certainly can't, and so I think he does have this pivotal role to play. He can talk about how Labour and left-wing governments across Europe have helped to shape the EU into a place that does protect things like maternity pay and workers' rights.
Former entertainer Rolf Harris has pleaded not guilty to 7 counts of indecent assault and 1 of sexual assault. The charges against the 86-year-old relate to girls and women aged between 12 and 27 and span 4 decades. A man has been questioned on suspicion of attempted murder after 5 police officers were injured in Sheffield. One of the officers is in a serious condition in hospital. A witness has said he feared a man with an axe would kill her in an attack last night. The proportions of patients seen on time in A&E in England has hit its lowest level since records began. Figures for February show 87.8% of patients were seen within 4 hours of arrival, below the 95% target. And someone from the UK has come forward to claim Tuesday's £52 million Euro Millions jackpot. Camelot says the money will be paid out once it's checked the ticket is valid. The weather, some bright spells becoming mostly dry in the north, any patchy rain dying out. Feeling warmer in the south with a mix of bright spells and scattered showers, highs of 17 degrees. It's more in half an hour.
Thanks very much, Victoria. It's 2:31.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
2:32, it is Talk Radio. Big debate at 3 o'clock as well this afternoon. Don't forget there's big debate at 3 o'clock. There's a big debate on Talk Radio. But for now, we've been out into the street. We've been out into the street for today's edition of What the People Think. We've been out. It's the question everyone was asking. We've been out to find out what the people think. Is it bridges or chairs?
Chairs.
Bridges.
Chairs.
Chairs.
Chairs or bridges? Are you mad? Of course it's bridges. How would you cross a river with a chair, you monkey?
Chairs.
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 Bridges.
Bridges.
Chairs.
Bridges.
Chairs.
Chairs.
Bridges.
Bridges.
Chairs.
Bridges.
Chairs.
Bridges.
Bridges.
Chairs.
Bridges.
Chairs.
Chairs.
Bridges.
Chairs.
Bridges.
Bridges.
Chairs.
Bridges.
Bridges.
Chairs.
Chairs.
Bridges.
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 Chairs.
Chairs.
Bridges.
Chairs.
Bridges.
Chairs.
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 Bridges.
Bridges.
Chairs.
Bridges.
Chairs.
Bridges.
Bridges.
Chairs.
Chairs.
Bridges.
Bridges.
Chairs or bridges there. I think that we, I mean, that debate is set to run and run. Chairs or bridges, that's what the people think today. Then, just a very quick reaction off the back of chairs and bridges. I know Cornelius, you got texts coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, James C on Twitter has said, hashtag chairs. And the opinion poll on Twitter is saying, 48% chairs, 99% bridges.
Okay, we'll keep you abreast of that as the afternoon goes on. Right, it is time to find out what happened when Asprod Cass had to go to a meeting. Hello, through the glass, Asprod Cass.
Hello.
Right. So, remind us what happened. So you were tasked in today's, or this week's edition, rather.
No.
Oh, no,
Dave
no, no, no.
Dave was.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's oh. true, yeah.
And then he delegated it to me. Like a scaredy little girl.
No, this wasn't it.
Scaredy little girl.
Hashtag producing.
Scaredy little girl.
Wait, hang on.
Hashtag first time for everything.
Hey. A, that's very sexist of you all to project scared feelings on girls. And it was a bloody girl that did it.
Yeah, so it's allowed. I
that's
can
not,
do that.
That's not how it works. It is. She's reclaiming it.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, you know.
No.
No. No. Stop. No. Stop.
But yeah, no, you're all sexist. So you're all worse than me.
Anyway, corporate GovSpeak works like this. If I can just reclaim this feature back. What you are encouraged to do is send us, and thank you because you have been, your examples of corporate tosspottery. So you know those lines that gits that you work with say in meetings that it makes you want to punch them in the throat? You know, where they use the overflowery language, don't they? They go, oh, yeah, right, you know, I think what we should do there is... like compellingly harness long-term high-impact core competency with dynamic core competency. And then they click a button on their PowerPoint. And then you want just to be sick in their mouth. Mm. So, yes, guys, I think going forward, come on. Going forward, we should continually maintain vision imperatives within any multimedia-based opportunity. That sort of thing. We've been asking you to send us your examples of it so we can give them to varying producers, be them Dave or Asprod or Cass, for them to choose one, go into one of the very boring meetings they are forced to have with upper management here on an almost daily basis, throw in your suggestions of corporate arse-speak, and record it on their phone so we can play it out on the radio. That happened. What was the phrase you had to get in, Cass?
I can't even remember now. I had it written down.
Great.
Something about...
making
blender.
A smoothie, an audio smoothie.
Yeah,
let's pop this
blending.
In the blender and make a delicious audio smoothie, yeah. Or something like that, wasn't it?
That's good.
Yeah.
No,
let's
no.
Take this idea and who blend it to create a delicious audio smoothie.
Who sent it in? Can you remember that?
I think it was Sarah.
I think it was. But yeah, so you know the kind of phrases. The lines are open now for this anyway. We'll hear the results momentarily. But we do need a new one to set the task up again today. You know the sort of thing. Just make it up, you know. So, you know, why don't we open the bridge of reason and drive down Danger Highway? Those sort of gittish things. Feel free, by the way, if you want to get them into meetings yourself where you work and record it on your phone and send it to us. Perfectly acceptable. We'll play that out on the radio as well. And use just your phone thing and then send it via the phone thing sender. I know, instead of punching the punch bag, why don't we all try hugging it? That kind of thing. Anyway, Cass, what was your meeting about out of a very limited bit of interest that I have in your meetings?
It was about putting stuff up on the website.
Putting stuff up on the website.
Which annoyingly kind of fed right into the blender smoothie audio nonsense that I had to vomit out of my mouth.
Excellent. Let's. And who did you meet with? That's important.
Laurie. It's always Laurie.
Oh, Laurie!
Oh, God, I can't stand him.
The group executive editor, Laurie. No, I'm Laurie. Talks like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
he did that impression of Laurie yesterday. Do you want to do it again?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm Laurie.
It's better than that.
Oh, I'm Laurie. I'm sorry.
Awesome.
Oh, I'm going to have a meeting about anything on the website. Oh, coming for a meeting, everybody. I'm Laurie.
Wait, so is this a recording of the actual meeting?
No, I know.
Well,
sounded like
tell.
It, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I can tell.
Anyway, here's Cass having a meeting with Laurie and getting in a phrase. Here we go.
We need to talk about audio because the big debate is really good. You know, we're really enjoying the big debate. There's a lot of fans for it internally, but I think we need to sort of let the wider public know about it.
Well, just put it up on the website.
There are other ways of sharing this kind of sort of content, and just putting it up on the website for audio just won't do anymore. We need to find other avenues that we need to kind of sort of go down. Now, whether that's SoundCloud or, you know, clipping stuff and putting up on the Facebook page or on Twitter.
Yeah, okay. Let's run the idea through the blender of possibilities so we can create some delicious audio smoothies.
Good. I'm pleased that you're kind of getting on board with this, because the important thing is there are multiple avenues that we need to explore.
I like that he just ignores you. Just ignores whatever you say to him. In fact, I'll be honest with you, I don't think he even listens to what anyone else says.
No.
I think having a meeting with Laurie is just like listening to a man just have a place to get... He has a start and an end point, and he just has to get there.
No reason with that man.
No.
Oh, I'm Laurie.
If you're a fan of meetings with Laurie, though, as I'm sure many of you are, It's a good time to plug the podcast,
isn't it though? Yeah, so what happened was on the on last week's podcast record, we do a little, it's, we call it bonus material, which is kind of overselling it really. It's just more of this, but you get a little introduction to the least worst bits of the week's shows, right? But what we decided to do, because Laurie had called a meeting, weirdly, about meat this time, and about the fact that we give away meat.
Anyway. A meeting?
Yeah, quite. And so that's how they market it. And he...
oh, God.
He called this meeting, so he decided to hold the meeting in a studio that was empty. So, unbeknownst to him, we just sort of pressed record, right? So the whole of the podcast introduction is the world's most boring meeting. With Laurie about meat, where we try and confuse him. Yeah. So it's worth it just for that.
He really weren't happy about that.
I know, we didn't tell him. Then he heard the podcast and sent a cross email.
Hello, I'm Laurie and Cross.
So if you want to download the podcast, you'll find it at iTunes or...
Start your message with 82.
Two?
What? I don't know.
It's just on iTunes. You find the Talk Radio website as well, but in Laurie's own words, that doesn't count. So, iTunes is where you'll find it if you'd like to subscribe to the John Holmes in the Afternoon Talk Radio style podcast. Yeah, job done. We need to set up a new one then, don't we?
Yes, please, John.
Do you want to pick one from the ones that are coming in, or do you want to leave it a bit? You'll produce the hell out of this. Come on. Do you want to do it now?
Tell you what, it's tricky, John. It's tricky because... I have to pick them, but then I also have to say them, so I'm...
No, I think what you should pick them for Cass, and Cass should pick them for you.
All right, okay.
That's how it should work.
Okay, so I'll...
So it's your turn.
To do it.
Yeah, so Cass has to pick one.
Just delegate it again. All right, go on then, Cass.
Do you want to pick one?
Have you got any of the lists?
You got the stuff that's coming in there?
No, I don't get included on any of the production of this show, despite the fact that I'm supposed to be.
There's a very good reason for that.
Is that because you're annoying and a diva?
What? That's not a very good phrase.
There's nothing corporate about that.
Okay. Yes.
What's Dave got to say?
Why don't we rearrange the idea bouquet to really give it that extra wow ability?
Why don't we rearrange the idea bouquet?
What does that even mean?
To really give it that extra
that in?
Wow ability. Who's that from, Con?
That came in from Thomas.
Thomas.
Thomas Onzi on Twitter.
Thank you very much, Thomas Onzi.
Thomas,
your
what
phrase
you doing?
Will now be incorporated into a boring meeting. Thank you very much. That's corporate guff speak. Now I think it's time. Well, I was just sort of filling time there while our new guest comes into the sits in the little booth out there in the studio. If you're a regular listener, you'll know on a Thursday, a friend of the show is the high priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles, which is in Hendon. It's Vexen Le Crowley. So the reason we do it, obviously, is because you've heard other shows and programs, and they always have that bit, don't they, where they give you a moment to step off the world, to embrace your spiritual side, a thought for the day, a pause for thought. But the problem I have with them is that they're all the bloody same, right? You always get a Christian, or you always get a rabbi, a Jewish rabbi, or an imam, all going into the radio to tell you an anecdote from their lives and then tenuously link it to whatever they believe in. However, the glaring omission in all of that is, of course, people who worship the devil. And we get a lot of correspondence saying, John, but where on the radio is the thought for the day for people who worship the devil? And my answer to you is... here on a Thursday. High Priest Vexen Le Crowley, thought for the day for Satanists. Good afternoon, Vexen.
Good afternoon. Those of us who regularly celebrate Black Mass in the graveyard of St. Barnabas Church at midnight have recently been planning a parish trip to Thailand. It's a chance for a group of Satanists to get away from it all, meditate, and reflect on the works of the Antichrist, and indulge in a 6-day hedonistic orgy of alcohol, drugs, and foul sexual practices that would simply be illegal were we to do them in this country. Not that that usually stops us. Just ask that goat from last week. Except you can't, because it's dead. Anyway, as you can imagine, such a trip, that of a group of devil worshippers on a bit of a jolly, comes with its fair share of paperwork. I, for one, needed a new passport, so visited my local post office, where the first thing I noticed was the long queue for the photo booth. As I waited, I silently recalled stories of, in years gone by, the Native American Indians used to believe that a photograph would take a person's soul and destroy it. And I thought, Satan's a lot like that, isn't he? The author of sin will happily harvest and destroy souls. But rather than doing so in order to produce a two-dimensional image on a piece of photographic paper ready to be fixed to a passport, the vile demon of all that is pus simply captures them in order to possess the living and turn them into agents for his evil. And so, inspired by this thought, and when it was my turn, I stepped into the booth, changed into my ceremonial robes, somewhat awkwardly as it goes, the space in those booths is a little unforgiving, and with the curtain across, smeared my own filth across the glass screen they have on the inside. And as I did so, I reflected with no little irony that the son of perdition, the tempter of man, the bringer of dirt, would very much consider this to be a Kodak moment. When my soilage was spent, I made my way out before anyone noticed, taking time only to explain to the staff that I did not require travel insurance, as I have an annual policy which sees me write for Thailand every year. And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest Vexen the Crowley thanks Vexen with his thought for the day for Satanists. Still to come on Talk Radio this afternoon, there will be the big debate at 3, and Johnny Gould off of Talk Radio in the evenings will play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It's 2:45. We'll be back after these messages.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Over the last 2 years, I've learned that I'm quite determined. And I thought I was. And I've learned that I actually like learning. I've learned that I can concentrate even when the kids are arguing. I've learned that I'm more ambitious.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The A38 in Gloucestershire is closed in both directions this afternoon. The road closed between Whitminster and Cambridge after a serious accident. And the A3 in Surrey, still that stretch of road closed at Guildford between the Puttenham Turn and Cathedral Turn. It's because of a serious accident. Also a lane closed on the opposite side with severe delays being reported. In Newcastle on Tyne and Wear West Road, the A186, that's closed now. An accident near Condacombe Road and Hampstead Road. I'm Dave Stamford.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comments on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Today we'd like to bring on Janie Lee Grace and Tim Smith, and here they come with factoids. First of all, Janie.
On a clear night in the Northern Hemisphere, the naked eye can discern 5,000 sick pets.
Oh. Purist Italian chefs have been silenced by a council which has banned them from playing their cheese trumpets.
In some parts of Saudi Arabia, there are solar-powered guinea pigs in the desert.
No word in the English language rhymes with bell pepper, clowns, or Janie Lee Grace.
Or pineapple.
or pineapple.
If you got yourself a yacht, chicken yacht, you could go all the way around the globe without stopping or hitting the rear of the eyeball.
But like this? Yeah.
Yeah, don't try and speak.
Yeah.
We can't top that.
Anchovy bandit.
Fair enough.
Factoids.
Right then, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and this is where we like to lend a helping hand. You'll know if you're a regular listener to this programme how helpful we can be. And this is where we journey into the world of the Kickstarter. You'll know what that is, I'm sure. It's crowdfunding, isn't it? It's where somebody has an idea that they can't quite make work on their own, and they turn to the great British public. And they ask the great British public to part with coin to make their idea and dream become a reality. However, the problem is, some of their ideas and dreams will never be a reality because they're the ideas of mentals and maniacs. For instance, a GPS-enabled hairbrush, although I think that's quite a good idea. I'm always losing my daughter's hairbrushes. What about the one, you remember that Kickstarter where a man decided he was going to just invent a new pork pie, but with the jelly inside from the pork pie, no meat, just jelly.
Oh, that's horrible.
Just a pork pie crust
full
of aspic. You know, you might have had an idea yourself, a serial killer Panini sticker album, collect them all. Oh, swap your Harold Shipman for a Dennis Nielsen. You know those? Yeah.
Yeah.
One the kids are playing with in the playgrounds. Kickstarter ideas, one and all. Here's where we help one out. One that needs a little bit of a kick up the arse of a Kickstarter. On the telephone is a man. Hello, a man on the telephone.
Hi, John.
Hi, who the hell are you?
Hi, my name's Mark.
Mark, how are you, Mark? All right?
I'm very good, thank you. A little bit tired, but very good.
Why are you tired, Mark? What have you been doing? You've been busy working on your Kickstarter?
I've been doing that, and I've got a 12-week-old son.
Oh. Oh, okay,
keeping
fine.
Keeping me awake at night.
I can well imagine, yes. Now, I mean, tell us about your Kickstarter then, because this is, this is an interesting one, Mark. Do tell.
Yeah, it's a Kickstarter to raise funds to help me launch a company that supplies beard oil and beard balm.
Beard oil and beard balm. Now,
beard oil and balm, yes.
So, I am not a bearded gentleman, I have to say. Ginger producer Dave.
Hello.
Has flown against all convention and actually enhanced. He's got more ginger. You'd think with someone ginger would want fewer ginger hair, but he's actually enhanced it with beard. So he is interested in this, I know. So what's the difference then between a beard oil and a beard balm?
Well, an oil's, as you imagine, is just an oil, and a balm is a lot thicker. It's got beeswax in it. So it's a bit like if you imagine hair gel, so you can style your hair on your head. A balm is thicker, so you can style the hairs on your face and stop all those wispy hairs that make your beard look untidy.
I think you should be listening to this, Dave. So, you are calling this the Dapper Beard Club.
Yep, because every dapper gentleman has a beard.
Good. You don't think that's you're already barking up a danger tree there with because of ITV2's Dapper Laughs?
No, I hope not.
just checking, you know, because he's not very popular, is he? And I just didn't want you to
be
tarred with your own beard brush.
Yeah, there's no association there whatsoever.
Fine, good. Well, you've moved away from that. That's a strong start. Now, you need the help of people's coin because of why?
Because I'm running short of funds myself. I've put a substantial amount of money in myself. Mm. There's a lot of legal requirements to comply. Because it's classed as a cosmetic, which was a shock to me when I first started out.
Right.
But there's a lot of regulations you've got to comply with. So I've paid out a lot of money myself. But to release more products in the beard balm, I need to do more testing to comply with legislation. I just need to raise funds and I need to market. And this is a great platform because it's getting the word out there to everybody.
You're right.
Marketing doesn't come cheap.
Up to five people listen to this. So that's...
yes.
And two of them have beards. So already, you're onto a good thing. I was going to ask you about that because it's something people wouldn't think of, isn't it? Because you say, right, I'm going to start up a Kickstarter and I'm going to, and I've gone down the route of beard oils and beard balms and so on and so forth because everyone likes a beard at the moment, Mark.
They do.
And then you're right, behind the scenes though, you had to use the word legislation there.
Yes, unfortunately. When I started out, I just thought it'd be nice and simple, be able to find out the ingredients, come up with the formulas and make it. But after doing lots of research, it's got to comply with legislation, EU legislation. It's a bit of a hot topic at the moment, EU. So it's got to comply with all that. So I've had to go on courses to make sure I comply with it and then the products comply. And it's all expense, which you've got to do to make a quality product, but what's safe for the consumer as well.
Well, you've done your research, certainly. I mean, what sort of facial hair do you sport, Mark?
I have quite a long beard. It's a good couple of inches long. Yeah. I've been sporting it for a lot of years, long before the hipsters came along.
Well, I was going to say, you see, because you had me on side, but if you'd have said to me, I'm a hipster, I would have put the phone down. I'd have reached through the phone and grabbed your beard. And
grabbed me by the beard.
And tugged it, if I'm brutally honest. But luckily, you see, you were there first. So, I mean, why, what do you make of the, I mean, it's good for your business, clearly, but what do you make of the square-bearded idiots?
Well, each to their own. If they're happy with it and they like that fashion and that style, then and if it helps my business, I'm all for it.
Quite right, too.
Beards have been around for a long time, hundreds, thousands of years. They were here before hipsters, and they'll be here when hipsters are gone.
It's like they're like cockroaches. In the event of a nuclear fire, the two things left alive will be cockroaches and beards. And the cockroaches will, I mean, I'll tell you this. I have walked around Shoreditch, and the fashion at the moment, and you'll probably know this because you're at the forefront of face hair fashion, but the fashion at the moment is to have cockroaches in the beard, isn't it? Live cockroaches in the beard, just moving the beard ever so slightly beneath its hairy surface, as though it's an animated beard. And the hipsters now are doing that. Pop up shops selling cockroaches.
Does the balm work on those beards?
It could quite possibly. I'm sure it will. There's an idea for another Kickstarter.
If you could put insecticide in your balm, Mark, and then you could sort of kill two hipsters with one.
I can I can look into it. I'm not sure if that'll pass the testing for the legislation, but
anything could happen, you know, after Brexit, couldn't it? You might not have to worry about it at all. You kill as many hipsters as you like, Willie and also Nilly, Mark. Doesn't matter, does it? How much money do you need, Mark?
I need a total of £950, and I've raised 90 so far, so I still need £860 help me on my way.
Okay, well, if you are of beard, and I know you are, Dave.
Yeah.
But then you're also of man bun, so you are not to be trusted.
It's not a man bun, John.
It's a man bun.
I haven't even got it in today.
No, but you'd have had it. And once I've seen it, I could never unsee it.
It's time of hair up. It's practical.
Hashtag man bun. So if you'd like to help Mark out, Mark, what would we search for?
The Dapper Beard Club.
The Dapper Beard Club.
Section.
On Kickstarter, right?
Yep. On Kickstarter, obviously, yes.
Other Kickstarters are available, as are other beards. Mark, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. If you, you're of beard and you'd like a balm or an oil that will also kill cockroaches in the event of a nuclear war, then that is the place to start. That is Mark. If you are also wanting to promote a Kickstarter, do get in touch with us here on the programme as we lend you a helping hand. We kick ass for your Kickstarter. I've just decided to say that.
Good, nice.
Thanks very much. How do they get in touch? 87222?
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with everyone.
Facebook?
Sure.
Fine. Right, 2 minutes to 3 o'clock. The big debate is coming. Victoria, we'll have your news next. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This is a new Volkswagen. And this is a used Volkswagen. New and used. New. Used. Can you tell the difference? No?
That's because our used cars are as good as new. With a range of deposit contributions from £500 to £1,000, 10.9% APR representative and two services included, now is an ideal time to buy a Dustfeld Auto used Volkswagen. Visit your local Volkswagen retailer between the 8th and 18th of April for the As Good As New event. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan at participating retailers. 18s and over. T&Cs and exclusions apply. Subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. 3 o'clock. I am John Holmes, and here's Victoria. She's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the Labour leader rejects claims he's half-hearted about the EU. Rolf Harris denies the latest sex crime allegations, and find out who's set to be the next Grinch.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn is asking the UK to embrace the European Union, warts and all. In his first major speech ahead of June's referendum, the Labour leader insisted the country is better off voting to stay to remain in the EU. Labour MP Chris Bryant has told Talk Radio Britain will have more power staying in.
If you look at the big issues that we've got to face as a country, whether that's climate change, environmental degradation, whether you look at international trade, whether you look at crime, terrorism, for that matter, even immigration and asylum, then you need to be permanently cooperating, not just on an ad hoc basis, but permanently cooperating with your closest allies who are our neighbours in Europe.
But Leave campaigners have dismissed the arguments, describing Jeremy Corbyn's defence as lukewarm. Former entertainer Rolf Harris has pleaded not guilty to 7 counts of indecent assault and 1 of sexual assault. The allegations date from 1971 to 2004 and relate to girls and women who are aged between 12 and 27. Harris is already serving a 6-year sentence for sex attacks against 4 girls. Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt has more from Southwark Crown Court.
He appeared by video link from Stafford Prison. He spoke very loudly, sitting at a desk, said not guilty, as each of the charges was read out. He is due to stand trial on the 9th of January.
A man has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. Up to 5 police officers were injured in an attack in Sheffield. A female officer has serious multiple injuries after attending what's been described as a domestic incident. The Foreign Office says it's urgently seeking information about reports a person's been killed in a building collapse in a Tenerife resort, which is popular with British tourists. Emergency services are searching through the rubble for survivors in Los Cristianos. 400 jobs are being cut at the Royal Bank of Scotland, on top of the 200 announced last week. 32 of its NatWest branches are also being closed in several regions in southeastern, northern and eastern England, as well as the Midlands. UNICEF says Britain isn't addressing gaps in health, education and income, creating a growing divide between children. A report by the charity places the country 25th out of 37 wealthy nations. Imran Hussein is from the Child Poverty Action Group.
It is worrying reading. Well, I should say, though, I mean, when they published this report card at the turn of the century, it was grim, and we came bottom overall in terms of a place for children to live. So we've seen progress since then on a range of different measures.
And Benedict Cumberbatch has reportedly signed up to play the Grinch. Apparently, the Sherlock star has agreed to take part in a new animated version of the classic children's book.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Some bright spells and becoming mostly dry in the north. Any patchy rain dying out.
Why are you doing the weather?
I don't know, she just handed me the weather. Do I get extra money on this? Do I get some of your... Warmer in the south. with a mixture of bright spells, with scattered heavy thundery showers in places, highs of 17 degrees.
Your job's easy, Victoria.
It is.
I have to write it.
Did you write that or just get it from the Met Office?
No, I adapted it from the Met Office.
It's highs of 17 degrees every day, I've
noticed. No, just today and yesterday.
I mentioned this earlier.
It's much warmer today than it was yesterday.
Well, maybe I will adjust my weather for...
What, so you're just going to lie about the weather now?
Just rewrite it.
Okay, 4 minutes past three. That's Victoria with the news and the weather. And now Talk Radio Sport live from a children's playground this afternoon.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Aston Villa striker Gabby Agbonlahor will be out for the next 2 weeks. The club have tweeted to say the 29-year-old will undergo a personal fitness programme. Villa could be relegated from the Premier League before they get a chance to kick a ball on Saturday. If Norwich avoid defeat to Sunderland in the lunchtime kick-off, Villa are down. Watford boss Kike Flores says he isn't concerned about his job security. There are mixed reports this morning, one claiming the Spaniard has had no contact with owner Gino Pozzo. Another says they want to offer him a new deal to fend off other clubs. Liverpool are well placed to reach the semi-finals of the Europa League tonight. They're 1-1 overall going into the second leg of their tie at Anfield with Borussia Dortmund. Finally, Andy Murray came from behind to beat Frenchman Benoit Paire in the third round of the Monte Carlo Masters. Murray lost the first set 6-2, but won the next two 7-5, 7-5. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thanks very much. That was Talk Radio's Talk Sport powered by Talk Something Sport Power from live from a children's playground. You're listening to Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then. So it is time for the big debate here on Talk Radio at just after 3 o'clock on the Thursday afternoon. The big story, of course, that everyone talking about today. Let me just read you the headline. Russia denies breaking rules over low pass of US destroyer. Now, the story is that two Russian jets flew over the US destroyer almost a dozen times. The ship was sailing quite close to a Russian Navy base. At one point, the jets were 30 feet, just 30 feet above the ship. As you can imagine, this has caused a lot of controversy, a lot of debate in the country today about feet. So on the line, absolutely detests feet, he hates feet. I've got Terry on the phone. Hello, Terry.
Hello, John.
Terry, you've got a little bit of an issue with feet, I understand.
Yeah, I hate feet. I've had nothing but trouble with them.
Yeah.
Nothing but trouble with feet since day one.
Yeah.
Seriously, as long as I can remember, my feet have been, like, I'd ingrown toenails when I was a kid, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, they used to go, like, odd and, like, bleedy and messy, and I couldn't walk properly. And I've got fallen arches, got to have them sort of orthotic insole things in all the time where my feet are... They just knack, you know what I mean? They kill us. I've tried to have them took off. I have.
Yeah.
I've been to the doctor and said, "Will you just turn these off?"
It's like when you kid, and I remember this from being a kid as well. It's like when your tonsils were inflamed, isn't it? And they used to say you can have your tonsils out. You can have your feet off.
Take your tonsils off. Won't do my feet. They won't do them. I've been to the doctor many times. Will you just turn these off? They keep referring to me to this sort of therapist.
Yeah,
and like he said, "Will you take him off?" He won't. He says he's not qualified.
Right,
he's
but you
like alphabet after this name on that little plate on his desk, and he reckons, "I turned up once with my own axe on and blowtorch. He won't do it."
Right. Let me just hold your thought and your feet for me just for a moment, because I've got you're very much against feet, but it is Talk Radio, so here comes the opposing opinion. I've got Lee on the phone, very much a fan of feet. Hello, Lee.
Hello.
What is it you like about feet, Lee?
What is there not to like about feet? I mean, it sounds like we've got a few feet problems on the other side.
Yeah, Terry there, Terry.
But, in general, feet are amazing. Yep. I mean, it's all about variety. There's so many different kinds of feet.
Yep.
We're not just talking about human feet. We're talking about hooves, paws, the things that insects have as well.
Yeah.
And all the things you could do with feet. You could kick people.
Yes.
You could dance. You can stomp. You can hang coats on them. You can sever them and use them as bookends.
Yes. Well, that...
I mean, it's not just about what's on the end of your legs. It's about what else you can do with it.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. And I know Terry will want to come back on that. But you said the word stomp. It's very close to the word stump, isn't it, Terry?
Yeah, well, I'd be all right with hooves. Hooves would be good, you know, because then you can make that clip-clop noise and everything. You know, that sort of coconut noise. Be a laugh, that would have gone up and down to make clip-clop noise. No, what I want is I want to take them off and give us them bendy things like what that Oscar Fistachius has got, you know. Because he can go like clappers on there. Well, not anymore, because I think they took them off him, you know. But
well, they're classified as a weapon.
Exactly, yeah, probably. Maybe it's not such a good idea. It seems to send them a bit strange.
No, look, I mean, this is interesting because to open up the debate slightly wider, is that if we see an end, and I know you've mentioned this, Terry, because you were telling our researcher, but, you know, you would like to see an end not just to your feet, but all feet. Am I right? I mean, all feet. You're saying just ban feet.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, if people like their feet, that's good. You can keep yours and be like, it's fine. I'm sick of them. I want rid of them. I do.
Okay, well, look.
I mean, it's a pattern. You know, like, as the great Cat Stevens said, that I won't have to walk no more. You know.
Terry,
it's a win-win, isn't it?
Terry, just stay there. I want to bring Lee back into that debate. He's saying Cat Stevens.
I think at the moment we're not really having a debate about feet. We're it's more of a medical consultation to see if we should get rid of his feet, and I'm firmly in favour of that.
Right. Well, that's. I mean, this is the first time on one of the debate when someone has been agreement with someone else. So I think that's actually a good thing. Let me ask you this. Let me just say these two words, and I want you to listen very carefully, gentlemen, to these two words because I do want your opinion on it.
Go on.
Nibbly fish. Nibbly fish.
I enjoyed that. The sound of that. Can you do it again?
Nibbly fish.
That's lovely.
So, you know...
Fried chips.
You know the fish that nibble the feet? The skin. Yeah. The skin fish. Where do you stand on the fish?
Well, get us some piranhas and we'll talk.
Terry, very keen on his legs being taken by... Well, look, here's the issue, right? Again, I just got a text in here that just said, and I think you'll probably agree with this, the nibbly feet that nibble the flesh on the feet, this has given them a taste for flesh. I'm reading this out now. It's from Darren. What do we think if the fish rise up and attack humans, the nibbly feet fish? I mean, this is a future we could be facing, if you think about it, if we continue with feet.
They're not nibbling all of our feet. We can always just stamp on them if they start biting too hard.
I think sounds like.
Well, Terry, hang on. Because think about that. If you do have your feet removed, how are you going to stamp on a nibbly fish?
I'd have to smack them, wouldn't I, with my hands? Smack them with my hands. Smack them with my hands.
You're happy. You're happy with your hands. Yes.
Aye.
Would you be happy to have your hands grafted onto your ankle stumps instead of feet? Because the principle's the same.
Well, then I'd be stuck bent over the whole time, wouldn't I? Wouldn't be able to stand up straight if my hands were, like, welded to my ankles.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be permanently prone.
Yeah, do we not get extra hands rather than moving them?
No.
That'd be better. Well,
no, you have to... The hands are taken off. Sorry, I wasn't clear. The hands are taken off.
Right. Right.
And put on the gap where your feet were.
No, that's just daft, that, isn't it? That's just a daft idea. If you have somebody else's hands put on, then you could like live in trees like a monkey. That'll be all right, that.
Yeah, that sounds much better.
But, you know, I don't fancy having, you know, hands for feet and now for hands.
Right, okay, we're going to have to leave that debate there, but it is set to run. That was Terry. He wants his feet removed, nothing but trouble, wants to hang from a tree like a monkey, and Lee, who was very much in favour of keeping feet. You're listening to The Big Debate on Talk Radio, feet this afternoon. If you've got a reaction on it, then we'd like to hear you react to it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
A lot of reaction already coming in, actually. John, what about the, what about Healy's? Evolution suggests that feet will simply grow wheels. What do we make of that? Well, if you do have a reaction to that reaction, then do react it in this direction to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio, start your message with the word reaction!
Reaction.
It's, you know the news?
Yeah.
It's quite complicated.
John, I can't get my head around it.
I know, but allow us to help, because here on Talk Radio is where we take the news and simplify it down through the art and the form of the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Corbyn says that we'll be stronger in the EU, so no need to gym.
Quarter past three, that's the news in haikus. Diversity paper review on the way, reactions to whether or not feet should be banned or removed as well. We'll get through some of those. And, of course, Paul Rossmaster, Johnny Gould, off of the evening programme here on Talk Radio, will have his knowledge tested as to full-set breakfast presenter, whatever the hell that means, Paul Ross. This week's edition of Paul Rossmaster coming before 4 o'clock.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
At TradePoint, we've got a great range of kitchens from brands including IT and Cook & Lewis, stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. And with Spaces, our quick and easy design tool, we've got the full package to save you time and money. Visit your local store today to talk to us about your next quote. Trade on.
Gary, Winston Wolfe, Direct Line. Your landlord Mike says you wrecked his place.
Wait,
knocking holes in the walls. And all that graffiti? Fancy yourself an artiste?
No.
But it's all covered, Gary. Mike is with Direct Line. They'll cover up to the full amount insured for malicious damage by tenants.
Oh, good. Can I go now?
Oh, no, Gary. Direct Line's looking after Mike, but who's looking after you?
Direct Line Landlord Insurance covers up to the sum insured for malicious damage by tenants. Can your landlord insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional extra qualifying criteria and excess apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Newcastle on Tyne and Wear West Road, the A186, that's closed in both directions. It's been shut between Coddicombe Road and Hampstead Road after an accident. M62 westbound in West Yorkshire, there's reports of two lanes closed, a breakdown between junction 27 Gilderson and 26 at Chain Bar. And the southbound M42 in Worcestershire towards junction 1 at Bromsgrove, there's a lane closed to recover a car fire. The A3 at Guildford in Surrey remains closed northbound near Cathedral Turn after an accident. I'm Dave Stamford.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
17 minutes past three then. Good afternoon. If you're just joining us, it is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. A lot of reaction coming in, I know that.
Yes, John.
A lot of reaction. I'm just reading them out here. There's one from Hannah, just says, dangerous. Another one here says, ubergrants. Hashtag Ubergrants is trending now on this one tweet. What have you got, Cornelius? What have you
John,
got?
John, lots of texts coming in.
You can react on 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you want. Yes, lots coming in.
Or you can
in.
Use Facebook.
Facebook.com.
You ready?
Go.
Lots coming in, John. Yeah. We've had this in. This is from This Will Make Sense When I Read the Next Message Out. He has said, I'm sick of companies subliminally advertising in tweets into the radio. And Here It Comes has tweeted, keep the feet, keep ankles, keep toes, but I'd say go for no more nails.
Right, 18 minutes past three now. It's a minute later. We last gave you a time check. I've got one here. Just come in. John, I live on Electric Avenue and I can't rock down to it anymore. I blame the Eddie Grants. Okay then, it's Thursday afternoon and it's time for today's diversity paper review. Now you will know, if you're a regular listener, that we have a range of diversities all lined up to bring you the news from the day's papers. And well, we do it because we want to be the most diverse programme in broadcasting, not just in Britain but also in the world, the kind of thing Lenny Henry would be proud to shout about. All kinds of diversity welcome. What kind of diversity do we have today? What one are you?
Hi, I'm Oliver Pink, and my diversity is, I think Jeremy Corbyn's doing a great job. Just kidding, I'm gay.
I mean, fine, you haven't worried there. Because that, you went too diverse.
I really did, yeah, no, it's too much.
Good, right, so what have you got in the papers, Oliver?
So firstly, I'd like to say, I do have a bit of a head start, because I work for Eulogy, which is a comms agency, so a lot of these stories were discussed and giggled about this morning, so I've got loads. I'd like to start off with a good old-fashioned sex scandal, if that's okay with everyone.
Pretty much okay. Yeah,
good. Pretty much all the tabloids led with a violent reassertion of their right to gossip about prostitutes and politicians. So Culture Secretary John Whittingdale, of course, who seems to object to pornography only when nobody's holding a whip. This is a bit of a weird one. It was once a story, and then it definitely wasn't, and now it is again. But I'll try and give you a brief rundown of the facts. When he hit the news desk in 2013, post Leveson, no one printed it, got buried. And then this week, Private Eye found out, the BBC investigated, hacked off, the pressure group cried foul. These papers are just sucking up to the only man left who can save them from real accountability, they said. Tabloids rushed to claim they wouldn't have published it anyway. Wasn't in the public interest. They said, how dare you? We're much better than that. However, this morning, curiously, the same indignant papers uniformly plastered the word dominatrix under their masthead. My favourites are The Star's Valiant. Yes, 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 Minister.
That's quite good.
That's good.
That's right. Good. Yeah. And The Sun's Whitlashed, which I think is a bit of a stretch,
yep,
if I'm honest.
Yep.
So the plot is already more twisted than John Whittingdale's sex life, but then, in a double, whipple, quadruple plot twist, the Mail has found a way to be furious with the BBC. This is the best example yet of Savile shielding Lovey, stirring up trouble ahead of licence fee discussions. Grotesque hypocrisy, bent morality, and a mafia that hates a free press, rants Stephen Glover. If you're wondering to what sort of free press he's referring, I invite you to page 49 of the same paper for an article on women who daren't cut their hair in case their husbands go off them.
See, this is what I like about the Mail, right? You get, I mean, it's that yesterday someone mentioned that it was possibly the most male headline ever.
Yep.
Where it was Princess Kate, tries not to dirty her £1,700 whatever design it was dress as she pets a baby rhino to save it from extinction or something.
Yeah.
Is that a euphemism?
No, I don't think
okay,
so.
Okay, fine.
Well, maybe we can make it one.
Okay. You want to feed my rhino? Fine.
As a final thought, I'd just like to say, Tory politicians really need to move off the "oh shucks, I didn't know she was a prostitute" line. Because, you know, John, realistically, she wasn't in it for your witty online dialogue, and you knew that. And what about the money at the end? Aruba bill? What was that? Come on.
I mean, it's a good point. I mean, you know, you're absolutely right. He said, I didn't know at the time when I found out I ended the relationship, and that's fair enough. But it does, I mean, we talked about this with Sam Delaney yesterday. It's like we've gone back to the old days of Tory sleaze.
Yeah.
It's like the 80s have come back. It's like, come on, it was all a bit boring, and now it's gone back to old school.
Yeah, now they're hiding money and using it for prostitutes all over the place. It's brilliant.
What other stories have you got, Oliver?
So, I mean, we've got a couple of other bits. I must say that, because I took a sort of frivolous direction, you'll mostly hear about the middle markets and the tabloids today. So to The Guardian and the FT, big sorry, maybe next time. The Daily Express's blind denial of the 21st century rumbles on today with a charming coupon on the front cover. It's an offer for a children's encyclopedia of science for £2.99. I don't know about you, John. It just seems like the entire editorial team has recently awoken from a coma, which, from my reckoning, started around July 97.
It is good though. See, I like the idea of the papers giving away free stuff.
Oh, right? It's brilliant.
I don't know whether that's ever. I mean, have you ever bought a newspaper where you've got, oh, I'd like a free thing?
And it's never been a factor of my decision.
It doesn't sway you, does it?
No, no.
The one I do remember thinking was very funny was when the Daily Mail, back to them again, the Daily Mail gave away a free CD by Foreigner. Right? And that was a delicious irony.
Obviously, I sent
mine back to where it came from.
A couple of good picture stories, especially in the Sun. There's, first of all, is the Loch Ness Monster, which has been found by a robot, although not really, because it's actually just a prop from a 70s film set. But, you know, print it anyway, and it goes everywhere. The Sun has got a beautiful, well, some may say not, laudable, at least, Bust in Britain campaign.
What?
Bust in Britain.
It is
a campaign, it's a competition, in fact, to find the perfect cleavage. And here I'd like to reassure everyone listening that boobologist, I am not kidding, Dr. Patrick Malucci has been consulted throughout the process, so we know it's going to be fair.
Is he actually, I mean, is that his official job title?
He's a
boobologist.
Well, he's also a doctor. Doctor in boobs. Love it.
Then that's called a... It isn't, obviously. But it's... I like the way the Sun have sort of gone... They've managed to tabloid up a man's profession.
It's fantastic.
You know, what would they...
Well, not even a profession. I think just an interest.
In Sun language, does anyone want to offer what they might call a gynecologist in Sun language? No, let's not.
No, that's not...
You know what I got that here? No, the producer's looking at me and saying, let's just not. A hoo-hoo-ologist. A foo-foo-ologist.
Stop. Right. There's a lot.
Is this talk of lady parts worrying you?
It's getting to me, yeah.
Gay Oliver, okay.
You heard it. I explained to you fairly and clearly at the beginning. Oh, that sounds like Kevin Cameron. Okay. There's a lot on the royal family this morning, which is always welcome in my book. Someone is auctioning off what might be a filthy letter from the Queen to Prince Philip, written when she was a naughty 21-year-old princess.
A filthy... She's written...
It might not be filthy, I don't
know. Sort of early royal Snapchat.
It could be. The Sun also notes that one of Queen Victoria's knickers sold for a record of £12,390 sterling last July.
Did she send them to Albert in the post?
Well, who knows?
I mean, is this a thing? Is that a thing?
Who knows how he ended up at Sotheby's?
I mean, the royals do have a history of, you know, don't they?
Really?
Yeah. You know, because of thing. You know, because thing is thing. We had that thing with thing, and now thing isn't things, and there's that thing.
Stop it.
Immediately.
Is there an injunction on this as well?
There is.
I don't think the royal family can sue, Dave. I'm pretty sure they can't. I think you can say what. I think the law is you can say what you like about the royal family, and they can't sue. I'm sure that's it. Isn't it?
Yes.
You'd be stupid to fall for that, John.
I mean, because I thought thing was thing, and then thing had the thing that, you know, and that's not what you think it is. No?
Should I carry on?
Yeah,
thanks,
fine.
Ollie.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate.
The Mail, back to the Mail again. Sorry, guys.
Has it got the word mail in it?
Yes. It's found some young men who look remarkably similar to their own celebrity fathers. frankly chilling.
How do we link that story together?
Incidentally, its headline, Daddy's Doubles, rang a familiar bell for many of my fruitier colleagues this morning. But they couldn't quite put their finger on it. So, Nancy, Mary, if you're listening, let me know if it's dawned on you.
So, who looks like, what?
Sorry?
In your celebrity fathering.
Ah, so, who have we got? We've got David and Romeo Beckham.
Okay.
We have Tom Hanks and his son, Colin. And Richard Branson and his son Sam, who frankly look absolutely nothing like each other.
Fine. Good.
There you go.
Thanks very much. That was Ollie. He's got paper review. He's done a paper review. It was almost the first proper one we've ever had.
That was good, wasn't it? He's made a PowerPoint and everything.
It was well researched. Didn't fit in.
No, I know. I'm sorry to interrupt your conversation about feet earlier. I had some serious media business to discuss.
That's what the people are talking about. If your finger's not on the pulse of the foot, Ollie, then
it's nowhere near, I can tell you that.
That's your own fault. Now go and feed a rhino. It's 3:28. That was Ollie with the diversity paper review. He's a gay one. Victoria is going to have the news next.
Talk Radio.
Lloyd.
Lloyds Banking Group's warned that the UK leaving the European Union would cause economic uncertainty in the short term. It comes on the same day Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn's used a speech arguing for an in vote, insisting it offers investment and jobs, as well as protections for workers, consumers and the environment. But Lord Sugar's right-hand man on The Apprentice, Claude Littner, has told Talk Radio he thinks it's time for change.
I like an adventure, so with that in mind, I'm kind of veering towards the exit. Mm. I don't know what it will mean. I don't know what pain. I don't know really enough about the challenges that stand before us if we do that. But I do feel that if we stay in, you have got some benefits, but you've got a whole load of pain forevermore.
Yeah. You can hear more from Claude with Johnny Gold featuring Ash tonight from 7. Rolf Harris has denied 7 counts of indecent assault and 1 of sexual assault. The allegations against the ex-entertainer date from 1971 to 2004 and relate to girls and women who are aged between 12 and 27. A policewoman is in hospital with a fractured skull, a broken leg and serious hand injuries after being attacked reportedly with a man with an axe in Sheffield. 4 of her colleagues suffered minor injuries after being called to a domestic incident this morning. A man in his 30s has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. Stephen Fry has unreservedly apologised for remarks which appear to suggest survivors of sexual abuse should grow up. The actor made the comments during the US talk show The Rubin Report. In a statement on the Mind website, of which he's president of, he said he utterly failed to get across what he was actually trying to say. And Julian Fellowes says he'd be up for writing a Downton Abbey film. The period drama finished last year after 5 series, but the creator of the global smash hit says any big screen version would hinge on getting the cast back together. The weather: showers across England and Wales will slowly die away. Rain in the south, heavy at times tonight, will slowly move northwards. Rain and hill snow will move south across northern Scotland. Lows of 7 degrees is more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. It's 3:30. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And just time now for... just time ahead of this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Played, by the way, by... well, I'll tell you in a minute, but we've... there's some of your reactions coming in. Reactions are coming in. Your reactions. Reaction from Cornelius. He's got some reaction. He's got some reaction.
Yes, reaction.
Reactions.
Schoolchild has sent in clap, clap, wiggle, wiggle, snap, snap, jiggle, jiggle. Sultans of Ping has said, where's me jumper? Paul Simon has texted his girlfriend Cecilia. She shakes his confidence daily. And don't cry because it's over. Smiles because it happened. And that's coming from a doctor, Dr. Zeus.
Thank you. I've got at Reformed Corpse says, people who drink heavily in the evening and then feel awful the next morning, hanging's too good for them. It's 3:32 and that means it is time for nobody's favourite quiz on the radio. It's Paul Rossmaster. It is time to play Paul Rossmaster. The knowledge of notable broadcasters tested to breaking point. What do they know about Paul Ross? Is it enough to get to the top of the leaderboard? Previous players of Paul Rossmaster here on Talk Radio have included Tim Cocker off of Virgin Radio, our sister station. Matt Richardson off of Virgin Radio, our sister station. Martin Roberts off of Homes Under the Hammer and something or other at weekends here at Talk Radio, all of whom are at the top of the leaderboard with some points. Trying to get there today Welcome to the afternoons. Johnny Gould, hello.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Very well, thank you. Congratulations on making it through to play Paul Rossmaster.
It's my pleasure. It was the rowing challenge was the most difficult part.
Yes, exactly. That's what people find. But now you're here. Before we do play, of course, let's have a little bit of idle chat.
Yes.
Of course, you do the evenings here on Talk Radio, of course. And for those that may not have heard that yet, what could they expect from you, Johnny?
Well, it's me with elocution lessons.
Yes.
And it's my brother who goes, occasionally, to add spice and texture to question after question after question. Rather like you, John, we like to gather information. We like to inquire. We like to do telephone interviews.
Yes.
From all over the world. We like to entertain. It's 7 till 10, John.
7 till 10. That is Johnny Gould and Ash. However, it's all very well, but you're playing alone today, and I don't know how, I don't know which one of you is the Keith Harris to the other one's Orville, Johnny. Which out of yourself and out, which would you say?
I would say Ash is undoubtedly Orville,
okay.
in every sense of the word, in completely. The difference between Keith is, I'm alive. That's the most important thing. Thank goodness.
I would say
that even in the fact that he doesn't use his surname, Orville never said, "I'm Orville Harris." They were brothers too. People never knew that.
That's right. Yes, no, actually twins. Congratulations, Mrs. Harris. You have a boy and a green duck. And
she said to her husband, "I'm having kittens, love."
But then a duck came out, so...
That's it. Because it was Easter.
That ruined that. Okay, it is time to play Paul Rossmaster. Johnny, what's your knowledge of Paul Ross like? Are you familiar with his work?
I am. I used to work with Paul many years ago.
Really?
On a previous incarnation of the station with the same name that I've been advised not to mention.
Right.
Because the future, the past is nothing, the future is here.
Yes.
So, I know bits about him, but perhaps, perfect vision, there's a blind spot right in the middle.
Right, well, look, this is where your knowledge is tested. You are trying, as I mentioned, to get to the top of the leaderboard, and to do that, just like everyone else has, and just like that, to do that, you will need some points. So, if you're ready, here's what's going to happen. There are going to be three questions, mostly A, B, and C answers. Let's play Paul Rossmaster. Question number one, Johnny. Film release news, and the film release news is that one of the films that's currently on release is, of course, Kung Fu Paul Ross 3. The animated film about a one-time host of Challenge TV's Endurance UK, Ann Panda, who works in his family's noodle shop and dreams of becoming a breakfast show presenter. His dream becomes a reality when, unexpectedly, he must journey to a distant roundabout near Maidenhead to fulfil an ancient prophecy and study the skills of the masters, Stan Collymore and Steve McFadden out of EastEnders. Together with his oriental mentor, Meow Meow, Kung Fu Paul Ross must search inside himself and others if occasion presents itself. But Kung Fu Paul Ross isn't the only radio-based children's film, Johnny. Name the other one. Is it A stripy undersea BB6 music presenter becomes lost in Finding Nemo? Is it B, Norton Hears a Who? Radio 2 weekend mid-morning presenter Graham Norton Here's a Who? Or is it C, Paul Gambaccini's Free Willy?
Well, just for the laugh I got at that, John, it's got to be C.
It's the right answer. It's Paul Gambaccini's Free Willy. Here's question number two. History news, Johnny. History news now. This week is nowhere near the anniversary of 1962 when the world came to the brink of nuclear war in a tense standoff between Talk Radio and LBC that became known as the Paul Ross Missile Crisis. Talk Radio leader Paul Ross placed nuclear weapons in the global reception area of LBC in Leicester Square in London. And when they were discovered, LBC immediately put a weaponized Katie Hopkins on standby and went to DEFCON 1. The crisis deepened when Talk Radio put a blockade around Julia Hartley Brewer and wouldn't let anything in or out of her. It's not the only time that radio has brought the world to the brink of annihilation. What other time has radio brought the world to the brink of annihilation? Is it A, in the 80s, when Dave Lee Travis hijacked two dancers from Top of the Pops and flew them into the Thompson Twins? Is it B?
Yes.
When Robert Oppenheimer successfully split Edith Bowman's atom?
Right.
Or is it C, Bruno Brooks?
You know what, I was going to interrupt and just go straight to B, but obviously I'm glad I didn't, because clearly the answer's C.
C is the right answer, Bruno Brooks. Is right. Yeah, so, no, question number three is a music question. I want you to have a listen to this music. Well, that was, of course, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now by the weird shop window mannequin fiddlers from the 1987 film Mannequin, starring Andrew McCarthy, Starship. Of course, something did stop them. It was the musical preference for grunge. Here's your unrelated question.
Yes.
Scientists said this week that strange ripples observed in the ring system of Talk Radio Breakfast Show presenter Paul Ross was caused by comets. The ripples, which experts say resemble the undulations of corrugated metal, were detected in both Paul Ross's ring and the one of Julia Hartley Brewer. Details are published in this month's edition of Science and Full Set Breakfast magazine. Here's your question. Name five famous rings. Five famous rings.
Ring of Bright Water.
Good.
My engagement ring.
Good. Let's put a time on it.
Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Princess Diana's ring in 1981, when she said she was in love and Prince Charles said, whatever love is.
Yes.
And ring, ring, why don't you give me a phone, which I think was what ABBA were trying to say in 1974.
These are good. Let me tell you what I had written on the card. I had Of Fire, Johnny Cash.
Oh, yes.
A ring, a roses.
Ah, silly me. Nursery rhymes.
Ring on the Dancing Horses by Echo and the Bunnymen.
Ah, cheating.
Oh, Star. And... Yes. Crosby, although, now look at it, that's Bing, not Ring. Let's...
Was that close enough, though?
Well, we're going to find out. You hang there, we're just going to... Producer Dave, who's got to check the system for the scores. Johnny, just hang on the line while we check the system. Okay. You are trying to get, remember, to the top of the leaderboard with some points. You are looking for some points. Dave's just...
Some points.
Dave, just checking the system.
Quite a slow system, Johnny. Sorry, maybe a second.
It is a slow system. You know what it's like working here. Nothing works properly.
Does it?
It's a slow system.
Very slow.
Just bear with.
Hang on. What's that? What is it?
Checking the system.
Trying to break the system there, Johnny.
Yes.
Okay. Just
a Pentium.
Hang on, Dave.
System's ready.
Has Johnny Gould, off of the Talk Radio Evening Show 7 till 10 with Orville, got some points?
John?
Yeah.
Johnny Gould?
Yeah.
Yes.
Has scored?
Yes.
Yes.
Some points!
He's got some points!
We hate Ash.
Congratulations! Congratulations, Johnny! You are on the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played. Paul Rossmaster, that is Johnny Gould.
I'm thrilled. Thank you so much, John. You've made my day. I don't know what to do now at 7 o'clock.
Well, just play that out again if you want. It's fine.
I might.
Okay, thank you very much. That is Johnny Gould. He was there on the telephone. He'll be here on the radio from 7. Still to come on the programme. One more news in haikus.
Yes.
Anything else I've forgotten?
No, we've got a few more spotted to get through.
Oh, we certainly have, and we've got some reactions as well. Yeah, okay, we'll...
And Sam Delaney will be here.
Sam Delaney will be here to tell
and
us.
And we're going to a party tonight, so we should probably talk about that briefly.
Woohoo!
Because trouble's afoot.
Is it? No, is Rudd coming?
I believe so.
God, work experience, Rudd. Okay, fine. We'll be back. We'll be back very shortly. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
What did you do to me?
Your name is Bill Polk. You're an intelligence officer of the CIA.
This Friday.
Who are you?
They stuck your husband in my head.
The mission is in the memories.
Looking for details that he knew before he was killed.
Kevin Costner, Gary Oldman, Tommy Lee Jones, and Gal Gadot.
Do you have any idea what's at stake?
Don't miss the must-see British movie event. Criminal in cinemas Friday, rated 15.
Rock-a-bye baby in the treetop. This Motorola baby monitor's had a price drop. Down from £50 to £25. It's got a two-way talk feature and a high-sensitivity microphone to hear every sound. Oh, Asda. Save money. Live better.
Selected store subject to availability.
Over the last 2 years, I've learned that I'm quite determined. And I thought I was. And I've learned that I actually like learning. I've learned that I can concentrate even when the kids are arguing. I've learned that I'm more ambitious.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world, find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference, do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of, properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army, be the best.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the northbound M1 through the East Midlands, there's a lane blocked between junction 24 and 24A near East Midlands Airport. There's an incident, so lane 3 is closed. Southbound M42 through Worcestershire, there's a car fire, so a lane closed between junction 2 Alfchurch and 1 at Bromsgrove. Still no change through the Surrey stretch of the A3 near Guildford, because northbound the A3 is closed. Puttenham to Cathedral Turn, a serious accident. And the A38 in Gloucestershire remains closed both ways between Whitminster and Cambridge. I'm Dave Stanford.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings, beautiful lady riders, splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yap your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Just time for some of your reactions that are coming in this afternoon. It's Talk Radio. Of course, we want your reactions. If you have a reaction, then you can react it in this direction. You can react it to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Twitter is at Talk Radio.
Start your message whatever you like.
We're also on Facebook.com. What reactions have you got coming in?
I've got a reaction.
Yeah.
Right, speaking of reactions, Sam Delaney off of Next has just walked in a suit that might not be from Next.
It's amazing, isn't it, the way that just like Neanderthals like your team here respond instinctively to suits, even in adult life. You know, like when you're at school and you had new shoes or a new haircut.
Basically,
people instinctively like, get him! Beat him up! I've walked in here, as you know, is that some of our listeners may know, that we share a building with TalkSport, our sister station. They have a lot of unreconstructive views. They've attacked me physically and verbally.
Yep.
They tried to to drag me into the toilets and flush my head. I was asking for it because I'm wearing a suit.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is just like walking around with a sign saying, come and beat me up.
Yeah. Why are you wearing a suit?
Because I've been filming a television programme.
Oh, I see.
And my mum might watch, so it's nice to dress up smart. Yeah. When people...
I thought you'd worn it for tonight's drinks.
No. I'll be scruffing up for that because I don't want to get the bumps.
Those the Alan Brazil giving out those dead legs. Yeah.
People will just get confused after a few drinks, not quite know what to do, but just know they're angry and they need to do something about a man wearing a suit. So they'll forget that the bumps are supposed to be for birthdays. So no mind, is it? It's his birthday. Beat him up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But beat him up in this specific way that was invented generations ago by I don't know who. Lift him into the air and kick him repeatedly in the spine.
And walk away on the down thrust.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? Like, there was every school had a story about someone who actually had a severely damaged spine from the bumps.
Yeah.
And that's what we'll be talking about today. Did you have your spine damaged in a horrible bumps incident at school? That's the first hour, anyway.
All right, good. Well, yeah, I'll get you through an hour. What next?
Corbyn said that we should stay in Europe. No one really thought that he cared because he said last week that he was going to be... he was off to Glasgow.
Yes, he did.
They said, what are you doing for the EU referendum? And he's like, I don't care, mate. I'll be off at Glastonbury. Couldn't care less. But now he's some advisor or another said, you better look like you care. So he's got up and said, actually, yeah, probably all things considered, we should stay. But it's lukewarm. It's a lukewarm response. So no, and it's wrong-footed Cameron because he doesn't know what to say. Because it's one of those things where you accidentally find yourself snookered into sort of agreeing with your opponent. So that's not good.
So it's actually a smart Corbyn. I mean, are we suggesting that it is a deliberate move on Corbyn's part?
Maybe. I mean, you know, are they that calculated? I think everyone, you know what? There's all these political dramas on TV these days, right? It's non-stop. House of Cards, and you've got various Scandinavian ones. There's a French one. They're all at it, right? All these programmes about backdoor dealings. Now, I used to work in politics. I used to work at Westminster many years ago.
Right.
And one thing I discovered was, and I've always thought, is that the level of kind of calculation, right, and cleverness and Machiavellian kind of behaviour that these TV shows convince us goes on.
Yes.
Is far removed from the mundane reality of the corridors of power, right? So we all sit there going, but maybe it was a triple bluff.
Yeah.
And maybe what their long game is, this is like, literally, it's more, the only one that gets it right is the thick of it. They literally are making it up in the car on the way to the event because they forgot they had to do it that day, right? So whatever Corbyn said is governed by whatever usually governed, the small creatures in his mind controlling the levers.
Yeah.
So that's what I think. But anyway, we'll discuss it nevertheless.
Fair enough.
And see if anyone else has got an opinion that's better than mine, which is they probably will.
Or a reaction. Speaking of which, Cornelius, we were getting some reactions that are coming in.
Lots of reaction coming in. Take it back now, y'all, has come in from DJ Casper.
Yeah.
And I'd like to hear the alphabet said on the radio in order for no reason. He's said A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Thanks very much for that.
Version, interesting.
I've got one here that just says, I'm sick of all these witches doing spells. Hmm. A lot of reaction about witches this afternoon, despite us not mentioning it.
So, yeah.
That's quite good. We're also doing spot. I don't know whether you've, you know, hanging out in the corridors of power, Sam, as you have before.
Yeah.
And I know you used to work in a celebrity area.
Yeah, to that too. Yeah.
There were some spotted. You'll be aware, of course, of mustard.
Oh, I love spotted.
Mustard Fest is going on the South Bank, of course. It's all the displays of mustard. And
it's massive.
You can go and ski down the Wasabi
Tower.
It's
a hot ticket.
Yeah.
When I was in the celebrity world, that was the ticket everyone wanted.
Well, Fluella Benjamin, as you know, is the face of mustard.
Yes.
I saw her on the South Bank earlier, just she skiing down the Wasabi ski.
She hadn't gone too early again, had she? And got on the Dijon early doors.
She got straight into the Wasabi, honestly. So we were spotted this afternoon, so I didn't know whether... any more coming in, Connie? Something and a lot of people...
Yeah, lots coming in. Someone said, this is from... Who is it from? Charlotte has said, I once saw Damon Albarn stitching together jumpers into a massive 50-foot wall map of Minsk.
Mm. I got one here. I once saw Orlando Bloom in a zoo in with the anteaters, just acting like an ant, just hoovering up ants with his nose.
Yeah, well, he does that.
That's come in as well. We heard about Kate Winslet on the age of the A303 throwing acorns at cars. That came in earlier as well. If you do have a spotted, by the way, then do please forward it to us. You can You can spot on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can also spot on at Talk Radio.
Start your message anywhere you want.
Anywhere you like. Meryl Streep we talked about as well. A lot of people saying they saw Meryl Streep this afternoon in West London playing Can't Touch This by MC Hammer on a harpsichord.
Yeah, that came in.
Classic. Classic Street.
Yeah, in Huddersfield Market. Oh, you ever spotted, Sam? I mean, you must have seen a lot of...
Well, I'll tell you something about spotted. It was consistently, when I worked at Heat Magazine, the most popular section of the magazine, all research suggested, which was great news, because it took no resource whatsoever, because all it took was people sending things in, which we made no effort whatsoever
to verify.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so you can literally say anything. My favourite ever was, I saw Pierce Brosnan and Robert Dyce buying gardening string, and I'm like, stick it in.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the other stories, we had to actually pay someone to go out and make up the lie. Right, you had to get some of Britain's best liars, right, and pay them to sit in the desks, and then you had to get, like, the people to get the pictures to support the lies in some tenuous way, and that cost money, and it takes time. But when I discovered that you could run a double-page spread of just people, idiots, just, like, sending in, like, made-up nonsense about, all you need to do is name a place and a celebrity.
That's how you do it.
Right?
It's an easy game,
like,
to play.
I'm like, why are we paying all these journalists/liars? Why don't we just fill the entire magazine with this? Because that's the bit that people buy it for.
Exactly.
They don't buy it for any of the other stuff.
It's an easy game to play.
It's just so easy.
Okay, name a celebrity.
Russell Cain.
Name a place.
Greg's.
Name a product.
Shoe gloss.
There you go.
Gloss.
Yeah. Shoe gloss,
there you go.
Yeah.
Russell Cain in Greg's coating the pasties with shoe gloss.
Yeah, it's basically a matrix. It's a spotted matrix. Yeah. You have three categories. You tie bits of string between each one.
Yeah.
And then you just publish the outcomes.
We could just launch Spotted Magazine now, can't we? Can't we use... If we partner up with Sam, because he's got
the expertise.
Intellectual property on it, probably, I imagine, as well.
No, I didn't invent it. No, that was invented by an old Chinese man who lives at the top of a mountain and never speaks. And that's who we'd go for the idea. And he invented it many years ago, and you will never get the intellectual property off him. I learnt the hard way.
Is he litigious?
Very. Luckily, he doesn't own a radio, so we can say what we want about him here.
Let's do it again. You go the other way. You name a celebrity.
Sandy Toksvig.
Sandy Toksvig. Good celebrity naming. I mean, good level, actually. Sandy Toksvig in a place.
Soft play, Putney.
Excellent. With a...
jelly tots.
There, you see. So you've got Sandy Toksvig. I saw Spotted.
Yeah. Spotted.
Sandy Toksvig in a soft play ball pit. In Putney, that she'd taken all the balls out and filled it with jelly tots.
Yeah.
And she's just rolling around in there, just gathering them up with where her chin meets her chest.
There was someone, I did fall foul of this methodology that I told you of once, and it was with someone called, she was called something like Sunshine or Sunrise, and she was on Big Brother, right? Non-celebrity Big Brother, and she was like a hippie. She was called Sun something. And we printed an unverified story that she had been sighted in a cinema somewhere in the provinces. And it was fine. It's very basic stuff. We'll stick it in. We'll see if it flies. Yeah. She threatened to sue unless we published a retraction.
Whoa!
Right? And I thought, hang on a minute. I have published bigger lies than this that were far more damaging to the reputations of far more important people. And if you think for a moment I'm going to publish a retraction about you being seen in a cinema, not an adult cinema, just a normal cinema, watching a normal film, she insisted that this was something that would damage her in the workplace because it would say that she... the only way that would add up... She checked the schedule and said the only way it would add up would mean that I was bunking off work, right? As if she thinks her bosses are going to go to that level of investigation. So anyway, I didn't do it. After I left Heat, I once wrote an article about things that happened to me at Heat, and I jokingly mentioned this story.
Yeah.
But she must have been watching me because immediately she threatened legal action again because it was a cease and desist situation. She's like, I'm going to let you off the hook if you stop talking about it. What am I doing now? You can bet your bottom dollar that this woman is listening. If we have one listener on this station, it'll be her. Cornelius has found a picture of her. What's her name?
Sunshine.
Sunshine, if you're listening, bring it on. Because I'm at Talk Radio now.
I have no idea.
I'm above the law. I'm above the law.
There are no lawyers here.
I don't Talk Radio's lawyers are the best in the world. So,
oh yeah, yeah, so bring it on, Sunshine.
Money. Let's just give it your best shot.
Okay, here we go. So, the Sunshine, name a place.
don't say a cinema, mate.
Battersea Dogs Home.
Right. Pick an object.
Grapefruit.
Right, there you go. So, Sunshine is in Battersea Dogs Home, right, putting grapefruits up the anuses of chihuahuas.
Ah! Well, Sunshine, this is good. Let the baton of libel pass from Delaney to Holmes. She's your problem now, Holmes. At last, I'm free.
Thank you for listening this afternoon. Sam Delaney is next. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.